The catcher, number 52, Ryan Reese. Batting eighth at the plate, right field, number 33, Jordan Bayard. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, number 24, Chad Castillo. The starting pitcher for the Clearwater Crushers is the right hander, number 31, Estevinzal Jimenez.
We're back to our regular nine-inning games here in Tampa, and the Clearwater Threshers have won the first four contests, 2-7 innings, 2-9, as Clearwater has clinched their eighth road series win of the season, getting themselves over 70 wins in 2023 while doing so. Welcome into the Threshers broadcast here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and the Clearwater Threshers looking to continue their Florida State League best season. Tied in first place now with the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who they will see again in Lakeland in 2 weeks. Bradenton is a game back, seven games back in fourth are the Tampa Tarpons, the Yankees affiliate, who host the Threshers here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. But with the Tarpons as the home team, it's been the Threshers who have been dominating the contest of these past couple of days this week. None more so than on the first game of the doubleheader back on Thursday night. It started out in the first inning when Brian Rincon hit a sacrifice fly that scored Christian Pache, who was just recalled to AAA Lehigh Valley, extending his Major League rehab assignment into AAA. Then Ryan Leach hit the first of the Threshers' three home runs. Solo shot made it 2-0 Threshers. The Tarpons got within one in the second inning, but then in the fourth, Clearwater just unloaded on Tampa. Nine runs in the fourth inning in game one of Thursday's doubleheader, the most in a single game by the Threshers this season. Started with Felix Reyes driving in a run on a single. Two more singles loaded up the bases for him for Jordan Viers. His sixth home run of the season was a grand slam, sixth of the Threshers season as well. Felix Reyes then came back up to the plate later in the inning and walked in a run. William Bergoya drove in two more on a line drive single, and then a throwing error made it 11-1 Threshers. They brought their lead up to double digits in the fifth on an RBI single by Justin Crawford. And then two home runs in the seventh inning made the score where it stood at 12-4. The Threshers led the entirety of the game, backed by nine punchouts from Jonathan Petit and a scoreless inning from Nathan Carafa to finish off the ball game. 12-4, 10 hits to 6, all in favor of the Threshers. That brought them to 70 wins, but they were not satisfied with just that one. However, game number two was a lot more pitching-based than the opener. Chris Bowe allowed a run on a wild pitch. Zach Arnold singled for the fourth straight time, or the fourth straight game, excuse me, and stole a base. Ended up getting to third base before he scored on the wild pitch to give the Threshers the 1-0 lead. Then Chad Castillo doubled that lead with a solo jack in the third inning. 2-0 was the score then. Then Averson Castellano threw a wild pitch that allowed Garrett Martin of the Tarpons to score, repaying Tampa for their first run allowed and putting the Threshers' lead down to just one at 2-1. But then in the sixth inning, Ricardo Rosario came up clutch with an RBI single that scored Jordan Viers, who had hits in both games of the doubleheader with at least one run scored after the grand slam in game number one. He scored a big insurance run, but the Threshers closed out a scoreless bullpen outing from Danny Wilkinson, Braden Fosnot, who got the win, and John Henriquez, who got the save. Fosnot went up two perfect innings with two strikeouts in those two frames. John Henriquez got his third save of the season, striking out one and allowing just one hit and one walk. The Threshers won their fourth straight game against the Tarpons. They are now 8-1-1 on the road and have lost just one run series, just three series overall on the course of the season, and the Clearwater Threshers just truly been dominant. They come in with the best record in all of baseball in terms of win percentage, with a winning percentage of .676, 71-34 on the season, 27-13 in the second half of the year. Today, the Threshers go for their fifth straight win. They have swept two different home series before. They have not done so on the road, and they look to get one step closer to that here tonight as they take on the Tarpons for the fifth straight game. For the Threshers, Marty Malloy's squad starts Ricardo Rosario off as the leadoff man. He just got his 30th ribby of the series or the season in the last game of that doubleheader on Thursday. He'll lead off and play in left field. Justin Crawford moves up to the two spot. He'd been hitting three all week in front of behind Christian Pache, who was in the two spot. But with Pache back up closer to the major leagues, Crawford is back to his regular position, second in the Threshers' order. He will play in his customary center field spot in the outfield. Batting third for the Threshers is Felix Reyes, who is the only other Threshers player with 50 or more RBIs on the season. He has 57, second on the team to Justin Crawford, who has 60, one of the tops in the Florida State League. The shortstop, Ryan Rincon, will do the cleanup work, tied with Felix Reyes for the active home run lead, along with Chad Castillo. Cade Fergus has more homers than any other Thresher this season, tied for sixth in the league, but he is up with Jersey Shore. Cole Moore is the first baseman. He will bat fifth, running an 18-game on-base streak he has reached in each of his 18 games since the month of July began. Willie Burgoya will bat sixth. A couple of RBIs already this series, coming off of last week where he had multiple hits in four or five games that he played against the Flying Tigers. He'll play second. Ryan Leach will do the catching. He had a homer in game one of the doubleheader and had six on the season. Leach will bat seventh. Jordan Viers is the number eight hitter. He's out in right field, coming off of a day where he played two games in the doubleheader on Thursday with the sixth grand slam of the season. That lit the fire for a nine-run fourth inning and went to a 12-4 victory. He also scored the last run in the sixth of game number two. He'll be in right batting eighth, and Chad Castillo rounds out the order. As I mentioned, eight home runs with the Threshers this season, 26 RBIs. He is tied with Reyes and Rincon for the active team lead. Estevenson Jimenez will toe the rubber for the Clearwater Threshers, guy who has been counted on quite a bit late in the week. Saturday or Sunday has been his regular day of starting. Tough outing against Lakeland, allowed five earned runs in 3 2/3 innings. But his last road start was one of the best we've seen this season from the Threshers. Four hits, but no walks in seven innings of work. Three strikeouts, did not allow a run in a seven-inning win. The longest outing by a Threshers starter this season helped the Threshers to their second consecutive shutout win over the Jupiter Hammerheads, who at that time were tops in the East Division in the second half of the season. Now for the Tampa Tarpons. They come in fifth place in the Florida State League in the overall standings, fourth in the second half in 19-21. Kiko Romero's the first baseman. He'll do the leadoff work. Kobe Morales is hitting second out in left. Omar Martinez, the active home run leader in the Florida State League, with Jared Cerna's graduation to High A Hudson Valley. Martinez, 16 dingers and 59 ribbies on the year. He is fourth behind Justin Crawford, who's tied in second place for the active league lead, with Cerna leading the way in RBIs as well at 71. Josh Moylan's the cleanup hitter for the Tarpons today. He'll be the designated hitter. Cole Gabrielson, listed as an outfielder, but a guy who can play all over the field, playing his second position in three games for Tampa. He's in center field and batting fifth. Taylor Aguilar, who primarily does play center himself, is in right and batting sixth. Brenny Escanio, with a home run in game one of the doubleheader, will hit seventh and play at shortstop. Bo Brewer back to third base, hitting eighth, and Jose Colmenares playing at second for his second top game in a row. He is the number nine hitter for the Tampa Tarpons. Sean Herman will start the game for the Tarpons. 6 ERA on the dot. 4-6 record. Does have one game with High A Hudson Valley, but has spent almost the entirety of the season here in Tampa in the Florida State League. Herman will make his 18th start tonight against the Threshers, and he has been here since opening day for the Tampa Tarpons. They are announcing their lineups and running onto the field with a group of local kids, so we will be getting ready to get things started shortly. Had a bit of a day off from the Florida State League and minor league baseball with yesterday off for the Threshers, but most of the Florida State League has gotten started. Bradenton, who is a game out of first place in the Florida State League, is in a delay right now against Fort Myers. They're looking to keep pace with the Threshers and the Flying Tigers. Threshers haven't started yet. Lakeland currently has allowed the only two hits of the ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Manuel Sequeira is up with one out in the inning. Against the Flying Tigers, host the Dunedin Blue Jays. Daytona, 2-0 lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads in what is really a battle for East Division supremacy in the second half. Jupiter has played two more games than anyone else. Daytona tied in first base with Palm Beach in the second half standings in the East Division. Another East Division showdown, St. Lucie hosting the Palm Beach Cardinals, the top overall record in the East Division, in the first half champs. They lead the Mets 1-0 over at Clover Park in St. Lucie. A loss for the Mets today would give them their 70th loss on the season. They would be the first to that margin. The Threshers were the first to the 70-win milestone. That came in game one of the doubleheader, their first DH sweep of 2023. They're now even 4-4 in doubleheader games this season, with a split, a win, and a loss, a win, and two splits in their four doubleheaders that they have played so far this year. The Tarpons just about ready to get on the field. We'll take a quick look at the Philly system before they get that way. It is Christian McGowan starting for Jersey Shore today. He has allowed 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning as Hudson Valley Renegades lead 4-0 over the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Lehigh Valley Rochester about to get started, and Thresher earlier this year, Zach Hockey, goes for the fight and fills at 7 in New Hampshire against the Blue Jays AA affiliate. We'll now take a quick pause and hear the playing of our national anthem before we get started with more Threshers baseball on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Oh, can you see by the God's early night, once on Broadway we hailed, at the twilight's last gleam, whose dust and bright stars through the perilous night. Was so proud in winter, at the twilight's last. And the rocket's red glare, love on bursting in the air, gave room through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
We are ready for baseball here at George M. Steinbrenner Field, home of the Tampa Tarpons, single-A affiliate of the Yankees, and spring training home of the New York Yankees. The Clearwater Threshers have won the last 4 games played here, including a sweep of a twin bill on Thursday night. Threshers looking to continue that momentum as they take on the Tampa Tarpons, the team they have played more than anyone throughout the 2023 season. Once again, my name is Josh Sperber. I'll be giving you the play-by-play for the Threshers and Tarpons tonight. Clearwater looking for their fifth straight win, all coming over Tampa. Overall, they're 14-8 against the Tarpons with an 8-2 record here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. They will exit with a .500 record in Steinbrenner. As this is the final meeting between the two teams, unless the Tarpons can make a massive run and make the playoffs in this year's West Division. They're going up against Sean Herman, a guy who has been quite familiar with the Threshers this season. You've seen him in every series between Clearwater and Tampa. A guy who has been a starter for the entirety of the season for the Tarpons in the Florida State League. Against the Clearwater Threshers, Herman, the right-hander, is making his fourth start, has a 1-0 record, but a 7.30 ERA, 12 and a third innings pitch, 15 hits and 11 runs allowed in those 12 and a third innings, 6 walks and 8 strikeouts, Threshers hitting .326 against Herman. And among starters of the Tarpons, that is the highest batting average against. So if the Threshers have seen this guy before, they've beaten this guy before, and look to do it again here on Saturday night in the center of Tampa. Ricardo Rosario leads things off for the Threshers, and the first pitch from Herman narrowly avoids hitting Rosario as he jumps away from an inside fastball to start off the ballgame with a 1-0 count. Now Herman sets up from the first base side of the rubber, pitching from the stretch, he deals. 1-0, slapped the other way, foul. And the count is even at 1-1. Ricardo Rosario, 30 RBIs on the season, 5 home runs, all of them coming in the second half of the season, with 2 in a game against Dunedin back in June. He did debut with the Threshers back on April 20th here in Tampa this season. High chopper down the third base line, it will land foul before it's picked up by Bro Brewer. 1-2 the count. Rosario was hustling down the first base line. Would have likely beaten that out for an infield single, but we'll never know. Instead, it's a 1-2 count as Rosario brings a slow walk back to the batter's box on the right-hand side. Rosario leading things off for the Threshers with Justin Crawford on deck. Felix Reyes, the number 3 hitter, is in the hole. Brian Rincon hit cleanup for Clearwater with Cole Moore batting 5th. William Bergoya hit 6th. Ryan Leach is the 7th hitter. Jordan Viers will bat 8th. And Chad Castillo will hit 9th for the Clearwater Threshers. 1-2 to the leadoff man. And the fastball misses outside. 2-2 is the count to Ricardo Rosario. Played last year in mainly the Dominican Summer League. Plenty of time in the complex as well last year. Finished with an average of .243 with 25 RBIs. 2-2, hit in the air out to deep right field. On the track is Aguilar. He backpedals and makes the catch with his feet on the dirt for the first out in the first inning. So one gone for the Threshers as Rosario gave that one a line the opposite way and will set the defense for Tampa with Justin Crawford stepping up to the plate. Starting with the outfield, Taylor Aguilar just made the catch out in right field. Cole Gabrielson is getting his first game action in center. And Kobe Morales is in left field for the Tampa Tarpons. We'll give you the infield after the pitch from starter Sean Herman. Now the first pitch to Crawford. Fastball missing inside. It's a 1-0 count. Herman's battery mate is Omar Martinez. At first base for Tampa is Kiko Romero. Second base is Jose Colmenares. Bo Brewer is at third, and Brenny Escanio is at short. 1-0 count to Crawford. League leader in batting average, an active league leader. Tied in RBIs, 1-1, as he swings and misses at an upstairs fastball. Crawford hitting .344 this season, league leader, as I mentioned, 60 RBIs, is tied for second in the league behind Jared Cerna, who is no longer in the Florida State League, as Crawford fouls that one back to make it a 1-2 count. Cerna started the season off with these Tarpons, hit a couple home runs against the Threshers, but is now up with IA Hudson Valley playing against another Phillies affiliate, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Crawford also 6th in the league with a .399 on base percentage, a guy who was on the leaderboard in just about every category as he bends away from an upstairs fastball. 2-2 is the count. Slugging percentage, he is fourth with a .480 slugging percentage. OPS, he is second. Fourth in hits, sixth under 100. Just three players with 100 hits on the season as he ropes one foul into the left field seats. Count is 2-2 to Justin Crawford. Doubles, he's like about the only category that he's not in the league lead for. Doubles, extra base hits, walks. He does have six triples, tying him for fifth. As Herman now deals the 2-2. Fastball, called strike three, and that's going to be instantly challenged by Justin Crawford, but it is upheld as a strike three call. Two gone on the punch out, and now Felix Reyes will come up to the plate as Sean Herman gets his first K of the ball game. Now there are two outs in the third inning. Felix Reyes has had himself quite a solid series for the Clearwater Threshers. He didn't play in the first set against Tampa here at Steinbrenner Field, but has been excellent for the Threshers in the game since then. This one slapped off the top of the netting behind home plate, 0-1 the count on the fastball from Sean Herman. Reyes, who's riding a three-game hit streak, 6-for-12 over the most of the two games he's played this series, as well as the one at the end of the Lakeland series on Saturday. .271 hitter on the year, 8 homers, 57 RBIs, top 10 in the league in that category. Now the 0-1 to Reyes. This one is hit on a rope out to left field, but right to Kobe Morales, who misread it and has to leap backwards to make the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 first inning for the Threshers. So a couple of well-hit fly balls, but nothing falls for Clearwater. No score after the first inning, and now the Tarpons get their first cuts next on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Estevenson Jimenez getting the final warm-up throws of his start in. Threshers didn't get a base runner in the first inning. And now the Tarpons will, well, for Jimenez, hopefully reach the same fate. Bottom of the first inning here at Steinbrenner Field. Estevenson Jimenez coming to the mound for the Clearwater Threshers. And Kiko Romero leading things off for Tampa. Jimenez, 21 years old, out of San Felipe in Venezuela, right-handed pitcher, throws a fastball that can get up to the mid-90s. Changeup and a splitter are his off-speed pitches and has the mark for most innings in a start this year. Wave and a miss from Kiko Romero underneath the fastball by Jimenez, and now the bottom of the first is underway. Romero, recent draftee of the Yankees, as he takes another fastball. This one claps the outside corner. And it's an 0-2 count. Jimenez, a guy who worked very quickly on the mound. Romero, .214 hitter on the season with two RBIs and yet to have a home run in his career. But a very small sample size to go off of for Romero's day. Now the 0-2 to Kiko. Breaking ball bounced out of the glove of Leach. And the count is now 1-2 as the changeup misses the zone from Estevenson Jimenez. Jimenez, 3-5 record on the year. This is his 15th start and 17th overall appearance. As the fastball misses up and away, Leach has to stand up to make the catch, and it's a 2-2 count. 67 innings pitched, a 3.76 ERA for Jimenez. 63 hits, 33 runs, with 28 of them earned, 25 walks, and 54 punchouts. Now the 2-2, Hit on a ground ball over to first base, fielded by Moore. He underhand flips it to Jimenez, who taps the bag ahead of Romero for the first down in the first inning. So one gone for the Tarpons, and we'll give you Tampa's lineup in the bottom of the first inning. Kiko Romero bounced out to first. Now the number two hitter, Kobe Morales, another draft pick of the Yankees in 2023, will come up to the plate. He bats second. Omar Martinez, the catcher, hitting third. Josh Moylan will hit cleanup, and Cole Gabrielson hits fifth behind him. First pitch to Morales is a fastball on the outside corner, and Estevenson Jimenez is just painting the black in the early going of this contest. Taylor Aguilar hits sixth. Brenny Ascanio hits seventh. The 0-1 is in there for a called strike. A changeup makes it 0-2. Bo Brewer, the 8 hitter for Tampa. And the number 9 hitter, Jose Colmenares, for the second straight game. 0-2 to Morales. Fastball missing outside, and the count will drop to 1-2. Morales in left field today. 185 hitter on the season, a homer and 6 RBIs with an on-base percentage of .353. He fouls one off the netting towards the Threshers on deck circle on the third base side, and the count will remain 1-2. Morales was the 18th round pick of the Yankees in 2023, and one of the first of the Yankees' newest draft class to debut for Tampa. As again, he fouls a ball away to keep the count on 1-2. New set of baseballs for the home plate umpire. It's Connor Crowell calling balls and strikes behind home plate with Justin Hopkins on the bases for Tampa. Another fastball fouled back. That's 3 straight pitches fought off by Morales. All of them have gone in foul territory. Still scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. Threshers have won the first 4 games against Tampa. The 1-2. Wave and a whiff. Strike 3. 3 pitches fouled off, and then a breaking ball on the outside corner gets the job done. 55th K of the season, and second out of the inning for Jimenez. 2 gone in the first inning. Omar Martinez will come up to the plate and will set the defense for the Clearwater Threshers. Cole Moore's already made a play over at first base. William Bergoglio's next to him at second. Brian Rincon at short. Felix Reyes at third. First pitch to Martinez, hitting the gap in left center field, and he's going to take a wide turn around first base before Crawford picks it up in left center and flings the throw into Bergoglio at second base. So the first hit of the game belongs to switch hitting catcher Omar Martinez, who is now on first base with 2 outs, with Josh Moylan coming up to the plate. The Threshers outfield has Justin Crawford in center field, flanked by Jordan Byers in right, Ricardo Rosario in left, with Ryan Leach serving as the battery mate for Estevenson Jimenez. 1 strikeout and 1 hit in the inning for Jimenez, who is set at the chest, and now he deals. Breaking ball below the zone, and it's a 1-0 count to Josh Moylan. Primarily a first baseman is Moylan, a homer, 3 RBIs on the season, leading the 2023 draftees of the Yankees with a .429 on-base percentage, and he was an undrafted free agent. Jimenez wheels and fires to first. Martinez checked back. No tag applied by Cole Moore as he's back in there standing up. Martinez, a very good runner for a catcher, obviously known for his power, but 8 stolen bases on the season with just 2 in the 4 years prior to his first season in full season baseball. 2-0 the count now to Moylan as the fastball misses outside. Jimenez is locked and loaded again. 2-0 the pitch. Fastball on the low part of the plate, and it's 2-1. Josh Moylan lets the heater go. Left-handed hitter, 6'4", 216 pounds is Moylan. Primarily plays first base, but he is the DH here tonight. A lot of movement around the field for the Tarpons. Bo Brewer being an especially intriguing story, as he had only played first base against the Threshers until this series, where he has now played 3 different positions. 2-1, breaking ball on the inside corner, and the count now even to 2 balls and 2 strikes. But the call is overturned after a challenge, so the 2-2 becomes 3-1. Josh Moylan with the first successful challenge of the day. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, and a man on first. Jimenez deals, grounder to second base from Moylan. Bergoglio scoops it up, flips it over to first base, and will take the easy out for the final out of the first inning. But the Tarpons get on the board with the first hit of the ball game. Still do not have a run scored. 1 hit, 1 left, no errors, and no runs. First inning complete. Second inning coming up next on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Top of the second inning, part of the Threshers' order coming up as Brian Rincon takes a called strike from Sean Herman as the second inning gets started. Rincon, 231 hitter on the season, 8 homers, 45 RBIs, and now facing an 0-1 count in a scoreless top of the second inning. Breaking ball just missing outside, 1-1 is the count to Rincon. Rincon, a primary shortstop, only position he has played, hasn't even been a DH for the Threshers, just played at the shortstop spot. Reached base in each of his last 13 games, or he's 14 for his last 44. He hits one high in the air in foul territory down the third base side. It's chased foul by Bo Brewer, and now the count falls to 1-2 for the 19-year-old Rincon. 14th round pick in last year's draft for the Phillies. He has stole 6 of 7 bags over the course of his on-base streak, in which 3 of his 14 hits have gone for extra bases with 2 doubles and a home run. 5 ribbies, 10 runs, and 14 walks over the last 13 games. 1-2 count now to Rincon, swing and a miss, chasing after the fastball. And that's the second K of the day for Sean Herman. One out in the second, still scoreless here in the top of the second inning, as Cole Moore now steps up to the plate. William Vergoya is on deck, getting some advice on the pitcher Herman from Brian Rincon as he enters the Threshers dugout. Moore has the longest active on-base streak for Clearwater, 18 consecutive games, 19 actually, after game 2 of the doubleheader, dating back to July the 1st. Fastball over the heart of the plate for a called strike 1 to Moore. Average has gone up from right around 200 to 261 over his last 19 games, where he is 21 for 63, 7 doubles, 2 homers, and 6 RBIs. Now the 0-1. Hit back up the middle, rolled into the glove of Coleman Ares. He shuffles towards first, a high throw, pulls the first baseman off the bag, tag unable to be applied, and Cole Moore reaches on an error by Jose Coleman Ares. So the Threshers have their first base runner, but it won't be a hit. It will be an E4 that puts Moore on first base. One count to his on-base streak. But Cole Moore, just a knack for getting on the first base bag as the Threshers try and start something with one out in the second inning. William Vergoya has a knack for finding contact, 281 hitter on the year, as the 18-year-old fouls off a fastball that reaches the net behind home plate. 0-1 the count from Herman, who has 2 strikeouts, and the only base runner allowed is Cole Moore, who is currently on first base. Scoreless ball game in the top of the second as Herman sets up for Vergoya. 0-1 is the count. Herman locks the ball at the chest. The 0-1 hit in the air over the head of the third baseman. That's into left field for a base hit. William Vergoya goes the opposite way with a single. There is the Threshers' first hit of the ball game. and they've now got two on with two outs. Or with one out, excuse me. Two on, one out for the Threshers. Ryan Leach coming up to the plate, a dangerous power hitter, as Bergoglio has recorded the first double-digit game on base streak of the season. 14 of his last 36 of his season, I should say, over the last nine games dating back to July the 29th. Now one out, two on for Ryan Leach. Middle infield shifted into double play depth. As Leach grounds this one up the middle, that's going to reach center field for a base hit. Michael Jones waving it around Moore at third. The high throw will come home way off the plate as Moore slides in safely with the first run of the ball game. It's an RBI single for Ryan Leach. He is on second base. Bergoglio's on third. And the Threshers lead it 1-0. Clearwater jumping on the Tarpons after that error by Jose Colmenares, and Ryan Leach now has an RBI in each of his last two games played. His RBI in the doubleheader came on a solo home run, but RBI in a homer or a single is still an RBI. 1-0 Threshers and plenty of damage to do with two runners in scoring position and one out. Jordan Vyers up at the plate, taking a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 count to the Threshers right fielder, who tied his career high with four RBIs in a game following a grand slam that scored four of the Threshers' nine runs in the fourth inning of Game 1 of yesterday's doubleheader. 0-1, breaking ball low, but it is called a strike. Vyers quickly challenges it and overturns the call. Clearwater 1-for-2 using the ABS system so far today. A successful call by Vyers evens the count at 1-1. Leach is on second. Bergoglio's on third. 1-0 lead for the Threshers with one out in the top of the second inning. Herman to Vyers, the 1-1 pitch, well low. Vyers holding up the stop sign to make sure Bergoglio stays on the third base back. 2-1 the count to Vyers, who had a total of five runs produced in the doubleheader. Scored a run on the grand slam and scored a run in the second game of the twin bill. He had a hit in each game. 2-1. Fastball missing up and away. It's a 3-1 to Vyers with Chad Castillo on deck and Herman a ball away from loading the bases. The run he has allowed is not earned as Moore, who scored, reached on an error. The RBI, though, still counts for Ryan Leach. 3-1 the count. Infield pinching in, particularly the third baseman Brewer, who's towing the infield grass. Vyers bounces a fastball foul, and the count will fill up at 3-2. Runners will stay put as Leach is on second. Bergoglio is on third for the Threshers. 1-0, 2-1, also in favor of Clearwater, with the Tarpons' lone error causing that first run. Payoff pitch coming to Vyers. Herman now loads the ball in his glove. He sets himself up at the chest with 7 seconds on the pitch clock. He looks at third, the payoff pitch. Vyers swings and misses over the top of the breaking ball, and that is out number two. So Herman has retired both outs in this second inning with swinging strikeouts. And now 2 outs and 2 on for Chad Castillo. Castillo played both games of the doubleheader, had a multi-hit game in one of them. That was game two, including his 8th homer of the season. He's reached base in each of his last 6 games, 6 for his last 21, with 2 RBIs and 4 runs scored. 2 on, so he's got a chance for 2 more RBIs as he swings and misses in the first pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. Castillo played 2 games in a rehab assignment with a complex league Phillies, but other than that, has played his entire career here with Clearwater. This year, he's .210 in terms of batting average, 8 homers, 26 RBIs. He ducks away inside on the fastball and challenges the 0-2 call, and that will stand. 0-2 is the count. Threshers now 1-for-3 on their challenges thus far. And the Clearwater Threshers are now facing an 0-2 count with 2 outs and 2 on in the inning. Castillo digs back into the left-handed batter's box. They lead 1-0. 0-2 count, 2 outs here in the top of the second. Herman, a look at Bergoglio dancing at third. He deals. Fastball misses well off the plate on the outside corner. It's a 1-2 count. Castillo, 23 years old, the designated hitter in today's game. 9th-round pick at a California Baptist University.
as Leach lengthens his lead off of second. Now Herman deals. Fastball upstairs. Good eye by Castillo, as now the count 2-2. 3-for-11 this series, with a double, a homer, and an RBI. 2 runs scored with a walk in 3 games against Tampa, 2 of them coming in the doubleheader back on Thursday. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This one hit in the air out to left field. Morales is underneath it, calling everybody off. He makes the catch, and that is the final out of the second inning. So 2 runs get left stranded for the Threshers, but 1 run does score. It is an unearned run, allowed on 2 hits with 1 error and 2 men left on base. Threshers lead 1-0 as we head into the bottom of the second inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Oh, my goodness, man. It's time to do a
tarp, and we had 5 guys, and it was 5 of us trying to pull tarp, and then, like, we got it halfway, right on us, got poured on. We had to go back out there, find more people, dump it, pull it, then put it away. As we're doing that shit, bro, I'm back backwards. I go back right into the puddle of the tarp. Just, yeah, I got tarp monster today, so. Oh, it's been a long one. Then we have dog brains with dog shit. It's a long one.
Drink like 10 whiskey shots after three.
Sounds like a fun
time. Thanks, Anthony. Gabrielson, the second baseman when he last played during the doubleheader, now the center fielder, will lead things off for the Tarpons. He sends the first pitch high and deep out to right field. Vyer sprinting towards the corner. That ball will land in the Tarpons' bullpen. Foul ball on the first pitch of the bottom of the second inning. And an 0-1 count to Cole Gabrielson. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers. They are out in front in the early goings, and they have been a dominant team when scoring first this season. Gabrielson swings and misses on the slider, and now the count is 0-2. When the Threshers have scored the first run, which this is the 51st time they have done so, they're 42-8, and of course, the odd game out is tonight. 0-2, Gabrielson grounds 1-2, fielded on a pair of hops by Bergoglio, slight shuffle towards first, getting more stretches to make the catch for the first out in the bottom of the second inning. So Bergoglio has reported the last 2 outs for the Threshers, a guy who is typically a shortstop, but getting a lot of time at second with Ryan Rincon getting majority of the reps over at shortstop. That's been the way it was all season. Happened with Eric Brito, who is now up in Jersey Shore. Otto Kemp has got some time at second base, and he's primarily a third baseman, as Taylor Aguilar takes the first pitch for a called strike from Estevenson Jimenez. So Bergoglio adjusting really well to a new position that he says he really didn't play all that much before this season. 1-1 the count as the breaking ball from Jimenez misses outside to Taylor Aguilar, coming in with 7 homers, 25 RBIs, but an average below 200 at 177. Breaking ball missing upstairs again. 2-1 the count as the changeup misses upstairs to Aguilar. Left-hander out of Greeley in Colorado, 5'10 and 205 pounds is Aguilar. Jimenez deals, breaking ball missing outside. 3-1 is the count. Jimenez has played just 2 games as a reliever this season. As a starter in his 14 starts, he has a 1-5 record with his first win coming in that 7-inning decision against Jupiter. And he has thrown
61 innings as a starter, and has now walked his 25th batter of the season as a starter, 26th overall. Taylor Aguilar reaches first and is the tying run on the first base bag with a one-out walk here in the bottom of the second inning. Up running Escanio coming to the plate in his third homer of the season. Back in game one of the doubleheader, Jonathan Petit came out for that seventh, allowed a couple of home runs, and was pulled in favor of Nathan Carafa, who shut down the Tarpons in order. First pitch to Escanio, popped up into center field. Crawford is there, reaches up and camps and catches for the second out of the second inning. So after the one-out walk, one pitch, one out for Jimenez, and two are gone now for Bo Brewer. And a good utility man for the Tarpons, particularly this series. He has played second, first, and third. Everything but shortstop in the infield. Texas native, 6'4", 215 pounds, playing third base tonight, up with a man on first and 2 outs in the inning. Fastball missing low and into Brewer, 1-0 is the count, 1-0 is the lead for the Threshers as well. 2-1 in favor of Clearwater, as Aguilar takes the lead off of first. Grounded at third base, Reyes pads his mitt and quickly throws to second base, gets the lead runner to end the second inning. So the fielder's choice goes 5-4 as Jose Colmenares will lead off the third for the Tarpons. Threshers leave a runner stranded, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they lead the game 1-0 heading in to the top of the third inning. The top of the order leads off the top of the third for the Threshers. Rosario, Crawford, and Reyes try to add to a 1-0 lead here in the third inning. Sean Herman back on the hill for Tampa, gets Rosario to go at a slider, swing and a miss, make it 0-1. Rosario hit a very deep fly ball out to right field in the first, but Taylor Aguilar caught it on the warning track. He's 0-1 on the day, and now is ready for the 0-1 pitch. This one hit on the ground, rolled up the middle, over the glove of the shortstop. Escanio would have had an incredible play if he made that, but it's a first time the leadoff man has reached for either side. Ricardo Rosario gets a leadoff single in the third to give the Threshers their third hit of the ballgame and put a man on for Justin Crawford. Crawford 0-1 today, riding a four-game hit streak as part of a 12-game on-base streak. And this series has been one of the best for Justin Crawford, who has been an elite hitter in the Florida State League all year. He pushes a bunt down the third baseline, fielded by the third baseman. No play at first base, as Bo Brewer has to keep the ball in his pocket with Crawford beating out a bunt single. Fifth straight game with a hit for Justin. He's 11 for his last 19, which is a batting average over 500 over his last five games
And now the Threshers have two great runners on base with nobody out in the third. Ricardo Rosario on second base has 22 steals on the season. He has been just caught just three times. The Threshers' most efficient base runner on the year so far. Justin Crawford is third in the Florida State League with 40 steals on the season, and he is on first base. So a double steal could be in the cards for Marty Malloy and the Threshers. First pitch to Reyes, popped up foul. No one will even run after that, except for a couple of fans out in the stands on the first base side. 0-1 the count to Reyes, 2 on and nobody out, with a 1-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the third inning. Herman looks back at Rosario, who is lengthening his lead on second. He'll be held on by Jose Colmenares. Crawford has a massive lead over at first, and the pitch to Reyes is a fastball that hits the outside corner to make it 0-2. Reyes 0-1 on today. Flied out to left to end the first inning. He takes a timeout, steps well out of the right-handed batter's box with an 0-2 count on. Still no outs in this top of the third inning, though, as Reyes has really gotten on a tear as of late. 57 RBIs, ties himself with Javier Sanoja of the Jupiter Hammerheads for fifth in the Florida State League as he fouls the ball off the catcher's glove to keep himself alive. Still an 0-2 count to Reyes, though. The runners retreating back to their bases. It's Rosario on second, Crawford on first, as a new set of baseballs come out to Connor Crowell behind the plate. 0-2 to Reyes still. Rosario dancing around on second in an attempt to distract Sean Herman. 0-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to short. This could be two. Flip to second for one. Colmenares to first. Double play. And there are two gone here in the top of the third inning. But Ricardo Rosario advances to third base. 6-4-3 on the twin killing. And now Brian Rincon has a runner on base. And there are two outs listed, but Felix Reyes is coming back into the box. So it must be a balk, as the pitch did not count. And the Threshers get a break there. Swing and a miss by Reyes. That's the first out of the third inning. So it's going to be a balk. The double play does not count. It turns into a strikeout, which is the fourth of the game for Herman. Crawford is on second. Rosario is on third. There's one out in the top of the third inning, and now Brian Rincon is up at the plate. Switch hitter hitting lefty against the right-handed Herman, where 7 of his 8 home runs have come from. Fastball dots the eye in the inside corner. 0-1 to the count to Rincon, who struck out to lead off the second inning against Herman. Herman picks up the rosin and immediately puts it back down as we're back set with an 0-1 count. Infield slightly pushed in. Brewer towing the infield grass at third base. Rincon swings and misses over the top of a breaking ball and the count is 0-2. So the balk keeps this inning alive and adds another strikeout to the ledger for Sean Herman. 0-2 the count to Rincon now, as Herman deals. Fastball well upstairs, 1-2 the count. Game on base streak for Rincon. Had a hit streak of about 10 games until a couple days ago, though. 1-2, and the pitch. Fastball outside, 2-2. Good eye by Rincon, that one flirting with the outside corner. But the 19-year-old Rincon staying put and resting the bat on his shoulder. So a 2-2 count now to Brian, 2 on and 1 out. The pitch, swing and a miss. Rincon chases the upstairs fastball. Back-to-back punch outs for Herman. Takes the sacrifice off the table. Two gone here in the third. Threshers threatening with two of their best runners on base. And now Cole Moore will try and get him across. But first, a mound meeting with Omar Martinez
being joined by the entire infield at the mound. Gerardo Casadiego will now emerge from the Tarpons' dugout. Take a look at the rest of the Phillies' system. After allowing four runs in the first inning, Jersey Shore is on their way back, but we're in a delay. Former Tarpon Leonardo Pestana is on the hill. Former Thresher Wilfredo Flores is at the plate with one out and the base is empty in the top of the second inning over in Hudson Valley, New York. Fightin' Phils just got started against the Fisher Cats. They already have a man on base with a full count to Carlos De La Cruz, top of the first inning. No score yet. There is a score in the AAA game, though. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs trailing the Rochester Red Wings by a one-run margin in Rochester. Bottom of the second as the Phillies and Nationals AAA affiliates face off. In rookie ball, the Phillies Red played two against the DSL Royals Gold and split a twin bill. Game number one, won by the Royals Gold 8-0. Game two, run by the Phillies Red 6-1. First pitch to Cole Moore, popped up foul behind home plate, 0-1 the count to the Threshers' first baseman. But the Phillies White continue their dominance over the Dominican Summer League. 16-3, they took the win over the DSL Cardinals, their highest run scoring output in a game this season. 13-run victory for the Phillies White. 0-1 to Moore. This one hit on a line, but right to the second baseman. Coleman Ares sprinting towards first base to rob the Threshers of a couple of runs on a hard liner from Cole Moore. So the Threshers start things off with two hits, but then three consecutive outs leave the two runners stranded. No runs, two hits, no errors, two men left for the Threshers. And now the bottom of the third comes up. Clearwater, though, still leads the Tarpons 1-0. Here on the Threshers broadcast network. Bottom of the third inning, and the number nine hitter, Jose Colmenares, the only player who has not faced Estevenson Jimenez in today's contest, heads up to the plate. First pitch to Colmenares, breaking ball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers. They stranded two hits in the third as the Tarpons kept the score intact. 1-1 the count as the fastball cracks the outside corner to Colmenares. He's hitting 179 on the season, three homers, all solo shots. On base percentage up at 378. Breaking ball missing outside, 2-1 the count to Colmenares. In his second game of the series, both played at second, both in the number nine spot. He popped this one up foul, a fastball even to the count at 2-2 to the Tarpons' second baseman. He went 0-2 in the doubleheader. Played in game number two, flied out and struck out in his only two at-bats against the Threshers this week. Two balls and two strikes. And now Jimenez winds and deals. Fastball upstairs. Full count now to Colmenares. Second time Jimenez has pitched into a 3-2 count. Last time he got Josh Moylan to ground out to second to end the first inning. Jimenez
Wines kicks and deals the payoff. High fly ball deep into left field. Sprinting towards the corner is Rosario, remaining on the outfield grass, coming back towards left center. He makes the catch for the first out of the third inning. And that ball, just a towering fly. Wind, not really a factor. Flags staying flat out in left center field. And that one just went straight up, but muscled enough to get into deep left. One gone in the third. 1-0 lead for the Threshers. And Kiko Romero begins a second trip around the Tarpons' order. First pitch, he grounds to second. Fielded on a hop by Bergoglio. Sidearm throw to first. Two outs in the inning as Moore squeezes for the second out. So two ground outs for Kiko Romero. Now Kobe Morales will come up to the plate. He had a battle of an at bat against Jimenez. Fouled off three straight pitches with two strikes, but ended up becoming the first and to this moment only strikeout victim of Jimenez. Two away now with nobody on as Morales awaits the first pitch from Jimenez. Esty Benson misses outside with a splitter, and the count is 1-0. Morales, primarily a left field 18th rounder for the Yankees, as Morales flies one well foul to even the count of 1-1. The pitch from Jimenez. 1-1 hit in the air out to left field. Rosario sprinting back, looking up at the track, and that ball's going to one-hop the wall. Rosario picks it up off the base of the wall in left center and throws it into the cutoff man Rincon. As Kobe Morales has the Tarpons on the board with a one-out double. First extra base hit of the game for either side. And the Tarpons have their first runner in scoring position here with two outs in the third inning. So Kobe Morales, in his eighth game of his career, has picked up his third double for the Tampa Tarpons for the Washington alum. He represents the tying run. Threshers lead 1-0, and Omar Martinez, hitting lefty, takes the first pitch, pops it up, foul behind home plate. No one goes after it, and if the count is 0-1. He swung at both of the pitches he has seen thus far, and got a single on the first pitch that he saw in the first. First hit of the game for Martinez. Jimenez trying to prevent him from making him first man with an RBI for Tampa as well. Good start to the at-bat, though, as Jimenez fools Martinez with a breaking ball, keeps him frozen, and the count's 0-2. Morales lengthens his lead off of second base as Jimenez takes a quick glance at the Keystone sack and fires the 0-2. Hard line drive, but well foul as Martinez was early on the breaking pitch from Jimenez. Still an 0-2 count to Martinez, who has now seen three pitches from Jimenez. He's up at 42 on the day, 27, four strikes for Estevez and Jimenez. 0-2, bottom of the third inning. Threshers lead it 1-0. Jimenez, a look over at second and the pitch. Fastball hit in the air, foul once again behind home plate and going right into the seats via the wall on the concourse. 0-2 to Martinez as some fans are battling it out for that foul ball. Jimenez. The 0-2. Just missing on the outside corner. Good purpose pitch by Estevez and Jimenez, but a good eye by Martinez to keep this inning alive. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, breaking ball inside, and Martinez works the count back full at 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Jimenez. The pitch fouled away, and we will do it again. A long at bat that this has been. Three pitches with two strikes fouled away by Martinez. Jimenez sets up once again. A look back at second and the pitch. Ball four, but the pitch is challenged, and it stays ball four.
That call is upheld, and that's a loss
So a two-out walk keeps this inning alive, and now Tampa has the tie and go-ahead runs on with two outs in the third. Morales on second, Martinez on first. The Threshers ahead 1-0 as Ryan Leach gets the attention of his infielders to call out some time. There's some signs. Now Josh Moreland coming up to the plate. He ended the first inning with a ground out to William Bergoya over at second base. Where on the left-handed shift,
Bergoya's backing up with his heels on the outside grass. And Jimenez steps off the mound. No one covering second, though. And that results in a balk. So each runner advances a base. Martinez to second, Morales to third. If someone was covering second base, though, we might be having a different discussion. As Morales, well off the second base bag on his lead, but he does force the balk from Jimenez. Change up, missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to Josh Moylan, who's 0-1 with a ground out today. Regular left-handed shift on for Moylan with two outs, with Bergoya and Moore both playing back. Swing and a miss, and now the count evens at 1-1, well over the top of the splitter from Jimenez. 1-1 count to Moylan. As Jimenez, keeping his focus on the batter, he'll deal. Breaking ball, bouncing into the glove of Leach. Good block, and that will stop a run and cause Leach to send out for a new baseball. Flinging that to the dugout, getting another one from Connor Crowell behind home plate. Josh Moylan is starting to Tampa's on the Tarpons on August 1st. In his eighth game as a pro, undrafted out of East Carolina. 2-1. Fastball on the inside corner, count even to 2-2. Well-placed heater by Jimenez. Fooled Moylan, who thought that ball was running a little bit inside. Moylan's now 5-for-22 on his career with a home run and three RBIs. 2-2. And on the ground at first, Moore slides, and it gets past the glove of Bergoya, rolling into right field. Martinez running around from second, and the throw by Viers pulls Leach off the plate. It's a two-run single by Josh Moylan, and the Tampa Tarpons take the lead after falling behind 1-0. It is now 2-1 Tampa. Three straight have reached with 2 outs in the inning. So two RBIs for Moylan brings him up to 5. He remains on first and is a 2-1 lead for Tampa with 2 outs in the third inning. Now Matt Hockenberry will come out and check on Estevenson Jimenez, and we will just give you some of the final scores from today's Major League action. One postponement, Reds and Pirates will be made up in a doubleheader tomorrow due to rain in Pittsburgh. And the finals, we got a football score in Queens. Braves 21, Mets 3. They outhit the Mets 22-6, which also would have been a pretty sizable margin, but 74 wins for Atlanta as Spencer Strider gets the start in game 2 of that NL East doubleheader. Cubs beat the Jays 5-4 in Toronto. Tigers beat the Red Sox at Fenway 6-2. Guardians fall to the Rays 6-5 at the Trop. Emmanuel Clase getting the loss, and Sandy Alcantara turns in a gem against the Yankees as the Marlins beat the Bronx Bombers 3-1 in Miami. First pitch to Cole Gabriel sends a fastball that misses outside, and it's a 1-0 count to the Tarpon center fielder. 2-1 the score. Tampa in the lead with a man on first and 2 outs in the inning here in the bottom third. High chopper down the third baseline. It is foul, fielded by Lino Diaz, the Tarpons' third base coach. Count evens at 1-1. Felix Reyes going after it for the Threshers. Rachel Balkovic, the manager for Tampa, is the first base coach, first woman manager in her second year. 1-1 count to Gabrielson. Jimenez deals. Breaking ball gets away from Leach. Moylan will scamper over to second base, and he'll stop there as the count drops to 2-1 on Gabrielson. It's a wild pitch from Jimenez to move Moylan into scoring position. 2 balls and 1 strike. A couple of pitchers stretching out in the Threshers' pen. Doesn't look like there's any action for Hudson Valley. For Tampa, Hudson Valley's the high A team for the Yankees system. 2-1 the count to Gabrielson. Jimenez deals. Fastball missing up and away. 3-1 is the count. Three straight batters reached, beginning with a double by Kobe Morales. Two outs in the third inning, which is where we are. Then a walk and a single. Now a 3-1 count to Cole Gabrielson with a man on second base and Josh Moylan, who drove in the two runs for Tampa. Jimenez deals. Gets the pop-up into shallow center field. Crawford sprinting towards it with Bergoglio going back as well. It's Bergoglio who makes the catch in right center to finish off the third inning. But the Tarpons get themselves on the board. They get their first two runs of the game on two hits, no errors, and leave one man left on base. So Tampa has a 2-1 lead. We're through the first third of the ball game, and it is 2-1 Tarpons here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Threshers trailing for the first time tonight. It's 2-1 in favor of Tampa in the top of the fourth. William Bergoglio pops the first pitch up, looped on the foul side of third base, and the third baseman Brewer tries to make a basket catch but is beaten to it by the netting. And it's an 0-1 count to William Bergoglio. He hit an 0-1 pitch into left field for a single in his other at-bat. Made a couple of nice plays in the field as well. 0-1, again an opposite field hit by Bergoglio. This one a running catch made by Morales in left center field. So Bergoglio has hit the ball well today, but is 1-for-2 with one out now in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Ryan Leach, who drove in the Threshers' only run. RBI single up the middle that scored Cole Moore from second base. He swung at the only pitch he's seen. We'll see if he does it again as Herman is now set and deals. Another one roped into left field by Ryan Leach. He is really starting to catch fire in the batter's box. Average was around 220 at the start of this series. Another multi-hit day for Ryan Leach, as he has singles in each of his first two at-bats. Throws and rope out to left field, bouncing right in front of Kobe Morales. Fifth hit of the day by the Threshers. They're out hitting Tampa 5-3, but trailing 2-1. Now, though, the tying run is at second, and a whole lot of home run power is at the plate. Jordan Vyers in a left-handed batter's box against the righty Herman, with a short leadoff first by Leach. Fastball right down the middle. Vyers pulled back a bunt, and it's a 0-1 count. He struck out in his first time at bat, so he's 0-for-1, but does have hits in each of his last two games, including a grand slam in game one of Thursday's doubleheader. Vyers, a five-game hit streak,
7 for his last 17 as he takes a fastball inside for ball number 1. 6 RBIs over his last 5 games, and he has reached base in each of his last 6. 1-1 now to Viers, man on first with one out in the third as Leach is checked back at the first base bag by Herman. And I know the Threshers are always a team that you expect to be stealing bases, but Leach is the only Threshers player who has yet to even attempt a stolen base this season, excluding rehabbers and pitchers, obviously. 1-1 the count to Viers. Breaking ball gets away from the catcher. Leach is heading to second. Martinez will hold the ball in his glove as the pass ball gets Ryan Leach into scoring position. Tying run on second, a 2-1 count to Viers, and a 2-1 score in favor of Tampa. So Viers digging back in. Leach now on second base. And a single could tie this game from Jordan Viers. Double play off the table. Herman deals. Viers pops this one up foul. Short run quickly abandoned by Bo Brewer as that ball reaches the seats on the third base side. 2-2 count to Viers as a new ball is given to Herman. Leach barely has a lead off of second base. And Viers will dig back in. Setting up close to the plate, toes on the white chalk at the edge of the left-handed batter's box. Viers bobs the bat up and down, now waits the 2-2. Swing and a miss, there is strike 3. Herman goes high and tight with the heater, and he has 6 punch-out through the first 3 2/3. Got the lead as well, as the Perkins lead the Threshers 2-1, thanks to the 2-run single by Josh Moreland in the last inning. 2 gone in the fourth now, Chad Castillo up at the plate. Another guy who's been on a solid run of games for the Threshers had a home run in a 2-for-3 day in Game 2 of the Twinville, in which he, like Viers, plated both games up. First pitch to Castillo, flared out into left field. Third baseman Brewer going for it, diving, and he drops it. Ryan Leach coming all the way around from second base to score as Chad Castillo gets a bloop single to tie up this game at 2. Great base running by Leach, and Castillo, not the prettiest hit, but it got the job done. Just a bloop single the opposite way, and RBI number 26 on the season for Chad. So now the game's tied at 2 here in the fourth inning. 2 gone, and the top of the order, Ricardo Rosario, back up at the plate. First pitch, slider missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to Rosario, who singled in his last at-bat. He is 1-for-2. 2-2 the score. Threshers have a run in the second and a run in the fourth. 1-0 to Rosario. Hit the other way to second base. Good play by Colmenares to get there. Bouncing throw into the glove of Romero to end the inning. But the Threshers tie this game up. An RBI single by Chad Castillo drives in Ryan Leach, who's 2-for-2 on the day. And the score is 2-2 after the Threshers get 2 hits and strand 1 run while scoring a run in the fourth inning. 2-2, the score, bottom of the fourth coming up on the Threshers broadcast now. Thank you. Bottom of the fourth inning, Jimenez back in a tie ball game, starting things off by a swinging strike from Taylor Aguilar. 0-1 the count to Aguilar, who walked in the second, but did not leave first base. Fouled away on another upstairs heater, 93 this time from Jimenez, and the count is 0-2. 2-2 the score, Threshers out hitting the Tarpon 6-3. Tampa with one error, Threshers still without one. 0-2 now to Aguilar after that first walk in the second inning. 0-2 the pitch, ending out of the way of the wayward fastball, 1-2 the count. Threshers got an RBI and a run from Ryan Leach, who is the catcher for Jimenez in this inning, as the 1-2 gets a strike three. Aguilar goes around on the breaking ball, and Jimenez fools Taylor with a strikeout to lead off the fourth inning. Second K of the day for Estevenson. And that will bring up Rene Escanio flying out in the second inning. Now, Jimenez definitely has some strikeout stuff, though that is really, he's really more of a pitch-to-contact kind of guy. He does that exceptionally well, but he can get Ks when called upon also. A big swing and a miss from Brenny Escanio, chasing after the changeup on the low outside corner to make it 0-1. He flied out to center on the first pitch he saw in the second. The 0-1, breaking ball, just missing the zone on the outside, 1-1. Escanio, 217 hitter on the season, three homers with his third coming in the seventh inning of game one of the doubleheader, and 32 RBIs. Fastball outside, now it's 2-1 from Jimenez to Escanio. Another opening day roster guy for the Tarpons. As the 2-1 is a called strike on the outside corner. Now a 2-2 count. Jimenez winds, kicks, and deals the 2-2. Escanio holds up the swing, breaking ball inside. Now the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes to Escanio. Shortstop as he has mainly been, especially since Jared Serna left. 3-2 pitch fouled away. And will stay at 3-2. One out in the fourth. Payoff pitch again. Weekly chop foul down the first baseline. 3-2 still. 2-2 ball game. In a pretty back-and-forth contest. Jimenez is set. Now the payoff again. Outside, ball four. Jimenez looks frustrated at himself as the fastball slipped out of his hand for a one-out walk in the fourth inning. Three walks now allowed from Jimenez. His career high is four. That'll bring up Bo Brewer. Got a difficult play to make on the Jack Castillo two-out knock that got the tying run in. The tying run is, well, the Threshers tying run is now behind the plate. The go-ahead run is on first for the Tarpons. Brewer hits this one out into left center field. Rosario is there, camps underneath it, makes the catch on a light jog, and he fires into the cutoff man after the second out of the inning. The second time that Jimenez has responded with a walk, or responded to a walk with a one pitch out. After Aguilar walked in the second, Escanio swung and fly to center on the first pitch he saw as Colmenares takes a slider outside to make it an 0-1 count. After Escanio walked, Bo Brewer swings at the first pitch, this time flying out to left in Ricardo Rosario. 0-1 to Colmenares, short lead but no threatening on first for Escanio. Jimenez, however, saw things differently. And we have a defensive substitution for the Threshers. Felix Reyes is no longer in the game. There's a new player over at third base. I'll try and get that to you in a sec. Hard line drive, foul down the third base line, 0-2 to Jose Colmenares. It is Zach Arnold who will replace Felix Reyes at third base. And he will bat third, hitting second in the next inning. Waving a whiff, strike three. Fastball on the inside corner. Colmenar has an ugly swing. And Jimenez gets his second K of the inning and third of the game. Only base runner allowed on a walk. That man was stranded. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left for the Tarpons. Zach Arnold will play his fifth game for the Threshers as he replaced Felix Reyes on defense. He'll be batting second in the top of the fifth, where the Threshers are in a 2-2 tie against the Tampa Tarpons. Two, three, and four coming up. It looks like it was Moore replaced by Zach Arnold. He is at third base, and Reyes is now at first base. Hopefully everything is good with Cole Moore. 1-0 to Justin Crawford, 2-2 in the top of the fifth. Breaking ball over the outside corner, 1-1 count now to Crawford. So Moore's on base streak will end after he finished the day 0 for 2. 1-1, now it's 2-1 as the breaking ball misses well outside to Justin Crawford. So 2-1 out to Justin. Fouled away down the left field line, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Crawford. 1-for-2 already today with a single. Pitch from Herman. Foul tip. Did he hold on? Yes, he did. Strike three on the foul tip into Omar Martinez's glove. Seventh punchy of the day for Herman. Has nearly doubled his strikeout count in his previous three starts against the Threshers. He had 8 coming into this game and now 15. Felix Reyes, the now first baseman for the Threshers, is up at the plate. Breaking ball missing outside, 1-0, despite the frame job of Omar Martinez. As a third baseman, Reyes is 0-for-2. Struck out on his last at-bat. And we'll move to first. 1-0. High fly ball, foul over the Threshers, or over the Tarpons dugout on the first base side. Count evens at 1-1. 8 homers, 57 ribbies for Reyes, .269 average on the season after the 0-for-2 day. Herman, the right-hander, deals. 1-1, chopped high and foul. That's going to ricochet off the netting and land into the Threshers' dugout to make the count 1-2. As time is called, new set of baseballs come
to Connor Crowell. Reyes will now dig back into the right-handed batter's box. One ball, two strikes, one out. Rincon on deck against Herman in a 2-2 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. The right-hander deals. Fastball missing outside. Now the count evens at 2-2. Good eye by Reyes, who has really increased his patience. A guy definitely a free swinger, but it doesn't yield to a lot of strikeouts. A really good contact rate for Reyes, and he's got a whole lot of pop in his bat. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch. Breaking ball, missing low, bouncing into Martinez's glove as the count fills up to Felix, 3-2. So maybe being at first changes approach at the plate, as Reyes looking a lot more comfortable in his third at bat of the ballgame. Three balls, two strikes, here's the payoff. Going after the slider, swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning, eighth of the game for Sean Herman. He has now doubled his season strikeout total against the Threshers. Brian Rincon gets a fist bump from Zach Arnold, who is currently on deck for Clearwater after Moore's substitution. And Brian Rincon will come up to the plate with two outs and a clear set of bases. He has 8 home runs this season, 10 in his career, 7 this season. Have come from the left side. First pitch to Rincon, breaking ball, skips past Brian and hits the backstop. Had there been a runner on first, they would have moved up to second. So 1-0 count to Brian Rincon, who was struck out twice against Herman today. 8 homers, 45 RBIs on the season for Brian. Now the 1-0, bouncing into the glove of Martinez. Count now. So the back-to-back 14th round picks from the Threshers are now next to each other in the order. 2-0 the pitch, breaking ball, missing low, 3-0. And one more ball will give Brian a 14-game on-base streak. He has walked 14 times over the last 13 games and now faces a 3-0 count with two outs in the fifth inning. 3-0 pitch, Rincon holds the bat on his shoulder. 3-1 the count as the get-me-over fastball does the trick for Herman. He'll rub some dirt on his throwing hand, coming back with a 3-1 count. From the stretch, Herman sets at the chest, lowering the ball down to the belt. 5 on the pitch clock. He takes a deep breath, deals the 3-1. Inside ball 4, 15th walk over the now 14 game on brace streak for Brian Rincon. He'll head to first base with two away in the fifth inning, and Zach Arnold will now get his first catch of the ball game. Again, hopefully Cole Moore is all right. Could just be wanting to get Arnold a little bit more reps at third base, as Arnold, one of the newest members of the Clearwater Threshers, made his debut in full season ball last series. Fastball missing upstairs to Arnold. It is a 1-0 count. So Arnold in at third base as Gerardo Casadiego will come out and have a talk with Sean Herman, bringing the infield of the Tarpons along with him. Rincon on first, two outs, and Zach Arnold at the plate. Let's take a look at some of the games in progress in the major leagues. I mentioned the finals during the last mound visit. D-backs and Padres are about to get started. Rich Hill going for San Diego against Zach Gallen of Arizona in Arizona. Once the NL West leaders, Diamondbacks now 2 games under 500. Braves and Mets are scoreless through 2 innings in Queens after a 21-3 rout by the Mets of the Mets by the Braves. 3-0 lead for the Twins over the Phillies. Taiwan Walker getting the start. Phillies getting no hit, so we'll just say no hitter. Top of the fourth inning, two outs, Edouard Julien up at the plate for Minnesota. 1-1 is the score. Nationals and A's tied in the top of the third inning with two outs in the frame over in our nation's capital. Royals also getting no hit through the first three innings. Bottom of the third, Royals at the plate. Steven Matz on the hill, and his Cardinals have a 3-0 lead. Middle of the third inning, one hit apiece between the top two of the top two teams in the AL West. Angels and Astros are scoreless through 2.5. And Brewers and White Sox scoreless in the top of the third, one on and two outs. 1-1 pitch turns to 1-2 as the fastball catches the knees of Zach Arnold. So a 2-1 count as the call was overturned. Arnold's first experience with the ABS. Rincon off to second, swing and a miss, and Rincon is out for the 10th time this season. Caught stealing goes 2-4 as Arnold will lead off the 6th inning for the Threshers. So Clearwater gets the only base runner of the inning erased, 2 strikeouts in the inning for Herman. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left for the Threshers. Arnold lead off the 6th, leading off the 5th is Kiko Romero, as we are halfway home in a 2-2 ball game here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Kiko Romero leads off the 5th, rests the bat on his shoulder as he takes a fastball right down the pipe from Estebanson Jimenez to start the 5th off 0-1. The leadoff man for Tampa has 2 groundouts and is 0-2 on the deck. He swings and misses a hefty hack at a changeup from Jimenez, and the count's 0-2. 2-2 the score, 6 hits for the Threshers, 3 for the Tarpons at the halfway point. 1-0 in terms of errors in favor of Tampa, and that error has cost them a run. Cole Moore scoring on the error by the second baseman, Colmenares, back in the second inning. 1-2 the count now as a fastball misses outside to Romero, hitting an even 200 now in his 8th game with the Tarpons. This one hit high and deep out to center field. Drifting into right center, at the wall is Crawford. He looks up, and that ball is out of here. Kiko Romero, his first professional home run, puts the Tarpons ahead 3-2. I think he's going to want that baseball back. A couple of fans picking it up in the right field cabanas area in right center. 3-2 the score now. Tampa leads. And the leadoff man goes yard for the Tarpons. I'll bring up Kobe Morales, who scored Tampa's first run of the game, doubled in the 3rd, and is 1-4-2 with a strikeout. 1-0 the count as the fastball misses outside to Morales. And Kobe now taking a quick timeout. Left on right matchup. Action in both bullpens. Looks like right-handed action for each squad. 1-0 to Morales, hit the other way, foul, 1-1. Struck out in the 1st on a lengthy at-bat, then took the 3rd pitch he saw for a double, scored on Moylan's 2-RBI single. That gave the Tarpons their first lead in the 3rd. They're now leading again in the bottom of the 5th. Holding up the swing is Morales, as the count now 2-1. Hit the breaking ball, missing inside.
And on the ground at first, Reyes has his first play as the first baseman. He picks it up and takes it to the first base bag himself for the first out in the fifth inning.
The catcher, number 13,
Omar Martinez. So, one gone in the fifth.
Omar Martinez up at the plate. Fastball darts to the outside corner. 0-1.
He's reached twice, scored once. Single and a walk.
The walk in the third inning when he came around from second to score on Moylan's single. Breaking ball in the dirt. Count evens at 1-1 from Jimenez. He has now breached the 80 pitch mark, I should say. 83 pitches, 50 for strikes, as Martinez fouls away a fastball, 1-2. So Jimenez in line for the loss as the Tarpons lead by one, thanks to Kiko Romero's solo home run. Breaking ball bouncing into the mitt of Leach, 2-2. Base is clear for Martinez. 2-2 the count, one out, with one run across already in the bottom fifth. Jimenez deals, fastball lifted up in the air out to center field. Crawford short jogs back, tiptoes and back pedals, reaches downwards to make the catch for the second out of the fifth inning. 3-2 the lead still for the Tarpons. Josh Moylan coming up to the plate. He's responsible for two of those runs. Two RBI single for Moylan back in the third, setting a new career high in a single game with two RBIs. He's 1-for-2 on the day, though. Grounded to Bergoglio at second to end the first. He swings and misses well out in front of the fastball by Jimenez as the heater hits 94. On the swinging strike number one. Three strikeouts, three walks, and four hits for Jimenez in 4 2/3 innings, as well as the three runs all earned. Another fastball, this time on the inside corner, gets Moylan to look at it, and it's a called strike two, as he will take a quick timeout. 3-2 the lead for the Tarpons. The Threshers, though, with two more hits than Tampa at 6-4. The Tarpons have an error. Threshers do not. 0-2, Moylan bounces this one up the middle. Bergoglio sprinting towards it. He won't get there. That's going to roll into right center field for Moylan's second hit of the day. Crawford cleanly fields it, fires into Bergoglio as the cutoff man, and Moylan has back-to-back two-strike hits for the Tarpons. That was the last. He has two hits, both with two outs. As Tampa has now 3 2-out hits today of their 5 total. As Marty Malloy will now come out at Estevenson Jimenez on the back as he will head into the dugout in favor of Jaden Estanista. Estanista recently coming back from the injured list will replace Jimenez, who is in line for the loss. We'll give you his stat line and more with the rest of the fifth inning. One run already across for Tampa. They'll have one man on, two outs. Cole Gabrielson will face Estevenson Jimenez when we come back.
Cole Gabrielson coming up with one on and one out against a new Threshers pitcher, Jaden Estanista, coming to the mound for the 11th time this season, 10th out of the bullpen. 6.75 ERA, but a 2-0 record in 21 and a third innings pitch, 23 walks, 23 Ks. Hopped up on the first pitch from Estanista, right above the mound. Reyes, sprinting in from first base, makes the call and the catch, leaning back towards the pitcher's mound. One pitch, one out. That ends the day for Estevenson Jimenez, but one run was allowed in the fifth inning. A solo shot from Kiko Romero, his first pro home run. And the Threshers trail 3-2 as we head into the sixth inning here in Tampa. So Zach Arnold, I guess, resuming his first at-bat of the day, as his first at-bat cut short by a caught stealing at second base. Now, the Threshers are trailing as Ociel Rodriguez tries to hold the lead for Sean Herman, who's in line for the victory after five innings. 3-2 the lead for Tampa, 0-1 the count to Zach Arnold, who is on a four-game hit streak through his first four games with the Threshers. Rodriguez gets Arnold to pop one up into shallow center field. It is Colmenares behind it. He makes the catch for the first out in the sixth inning. So the night done for Sean Herman. In line for the victory, he allowed six runs in five innings of work. Two runs, one of them earned, one walk, and eight strikeouts before giving way to Ociel Rodriguez here in the sixth inning. So Herman does have one win already against the Threshers, and Rodriguez is now replacing him. The Cuban import will now face William Bergoglio, except Bergoglio is being pinch hit for. It's Bryson Ware coming in at second base for Bergoglio, who finishes the day 1-for-2. First pitch to Ware, and there for a called strike. First pitch to Ware, hit out to center field. Turning around and sprinting towards it is Gabrielson. He reaches up to make the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. So one gone, Arnold is on first. After I thought he popped down. 0-1 to Ryan Leach. 3-2 the lead for Tampa here in the sixth inning. 0-1, now 0-2, as the breaking ball reaches the outside corner. So Arnold is on first base. Must have been a catcher's interference or something, because he popped out to the second baseman. It's an 0-2 count now to Leach. Arnold represents the tying run on first. Leach is 2-for-2 on the day. The 0-2 pitch, cut on and missed. That's Osio Rodriguez's first strikeout on three straight pitches for the second out in the inning. So it was catcher's interference that allowed Arnold on first. And now Jordan Vyers comes up to the plate. Two gone, one on, and Vyers has had the habit of coming up in the clutch for the Threshers this series. He takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Two strikeouts in today's game, though, after three following the grand slam in Game 2 of the doubleheader. He's got Arnold on first base. He has two steals this season, but has not tried to go for it. Arnold will hold the second base on a balk by Osiel Rodriguez. Now the tying run is in scoring position as the 0-1 pitch, which was a swing and miss by Vyers, will not count. High fly ball in foul territory down the third baseline. That's going to reach the seats behind the Threshers dugout. Now the count's 0-2. Arnold on second, 0-2 to Vyers, two outs, a 3-2 lead for the Tarpons here in the second inning. And it seems like the Threshers are just working in their new players. Breaking ball, missing inside, 1-2. And thing they certainly have the luxury of doing. Obviously, this team competitive, and they want to win the second half. That has been a pronounced goal of this team for quite some time. After already winning the first half and owning a 10-game lead in the overall standings in the Florida State League this season. But they have the flexibility to just pinch it, pinch run, defend, whatever. Some of their new draft picks, as Bryson Ware, Zach Arnold both get a shot, but Jordan Vyers swings and misses to finish off the sixth inning. Two strikeouts in the first inning of work from Osiel Rodriguez. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left for the Threshers. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Threshers trail 3-2.
All right, everybody, this is the Hawkstrom Strong Award Challenge. Presented by Hawkstrom. Like I said, it's really, really, really time for the take. Your Strong Award.
Step back out for his first full inning of work after he got an out on one pitch in the fifth inning.
First pitch not swung on this time by Taylor Aguilar. He takes the fastball for a called strike from Estanisa. It'll be Aguilar, Escanio, and Brewer to start off the sixth. Two walks, but no hits between this trio here in the sixth inning. Breaking ball. Did he go? He did not. So it's a 1-1 count as Justin Hopkins calls Aguilar safe. Well, calls the pitch a ball on the no swing. 1-1 the count to Aguilar. Struck out looking in his last time at bat. One of the three strikeouts from Estevenson Jimenez. 1-1 popped up. Foul. 1-2. 3-2 the score. Tarpon's in the lead. Two runs in the third for Tampa. One in the sixth. The Threshers put one across in the second and fourth innings. Had a runner in scoring position after the catcher's interference, but then the next three were retired by Oziel Rodriguez. Aguilar is plunked. A curveball from Estanista gets him on the back shoulder. And the leadoff man on for Tampa. Only other time a leadoff player has reached for the Tarpons was in the fifth inning on a solo home run from Kiko Romero. And Renny Escanio comes up to the plate. One on and nobody out here in the sixth. And 1-0 lead for the Tampa Tarpons. So Estanista on the hill with one on and nobody out. 6-5 in favor of the Threshers. 2 errors for the Tarpons as Escanio swings and misses. 0-1 is the count. 3-pitch mix for Estanista. Fastball, cutter, and a splitter. High to mid-90s on all those from the native of Willemstad, the capital of Curaçao. Fastball to first base as Reyes does not apply the tag on Aguilar in the pickoff attempt. Escanio grounds this one through the gap in left field, and that is a base hit for Brenny Escanio. Aguilar to second. Escanio has reached some consecutive at-bats after walking in the fourth. And now Bo Brewer will come up with 2-1 and nobody out. Double play could still put a dent in this inning for Tampa, who currently lead 3-2 over the Threshers with no one out in the sixth. An easy out in the fifth for Estanista, but a hit-by-pitch and a single have started off his first full inning of work. Brewer, 0-2 on the day, reached on a fielder's choice that ended the second. Breaking ball, missing inside. It's a 1-0 count to Brewer. He has played first, second, and third over the course of four games with the Tarpons this week. 232 hitter on the season, 14 RBIs without a home run, on base percentage at 365. Estanista, the 1-0, runner goes from second. Both runners go. The throw to third base, dropped by Zach Arnold. Looks like Leach would have had him at third, but Aguilar and Escanio each move up a base on the double steal. So now runners on second and third with nobody out and a 1-1 count to Bo Brewer. Estanista, the 1-1. Cut fastball missing upstairs, 2-1 the count. Flying out to left on the first pitch he saw in his last at-bat. It's the longest count that Brewer has had. 7 steals on the season now for Aguilar, 16 for Escanio. Escanio is on second, Aguilar is on third, as Brewer pops a fastball foul down the right field line. 2-2 the count. As the lights are on, sky starting to darken with shades of pink and iridescent shades of blue dotted by a couple of clouds surrounding Steinbrenner Field. 2-2 the count to Brewer, who will step back into the right-handed batter's box against the right-handed Jaden Estanista. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jaden looking for the first out of the sixth inning. 1-run lead for the Tarpons here in Tampa. 2-2. High fly ball fouled again, and he won't do it again at 2-2. 2-1 and no one out. 1 run in the last inning that gave Tampa the lead. Neither team has led by more than a run so far in this contest. 11th time they've faced off here at Steinbrenner Field. as Astonista deals the 2-2 again. Breaking ball, well blocked by Leach. The ball rolls in front of him as he looks back the runner Aguilar to third base. First base is open, and it's a full count for Brewer as Astonista readies as to try and avoid loading up the bases with no one out. 3-2. 2 on, no one out. A 1-run lead for Tampa here in the bottom six. Astonista deals. Cutter well outside. 4. And that is going to load him up. Brewer has reached safely for the first time with a walk. 3 straight batters have reached to start off the sixth. Hit by a pitch, single, and a walk to bring up Jose Colmenares. Coming on to some salsa music with a loaded set of bags. It's Brewer on first, Descanio on second, Aguilar on third, still no one out in the sixth. Astonista deals. Fastball missing inside, 1-0 count. Double play depth and a new double play partnership. Bryson Ware is next to Brian Rincon at second base. It's Ware pinched up the middle with a righty Colmenares at the plate. 1-0 from Astonista. He deals. High fly ball off the cut fastball, and the count evens at 1-1. Bases loaded, nobody out. 1-1 to Colmenares. Astonista deals. Breaking ball, missing outside and low. 2-1 to count. Three-two lead for Tampa. 6 hits apiece, 2 errors for the Tarpons. 2-1. Astonista deals. Breaking ball blocked by Leach as it misses the zone. And nowhere to put Colmenares with a count now at 3-1. Aguilar is 90 feet from home plate. And it's a 3-1 count to Colmenares. Ascanio on second. Brewer on first. Astonista sets. Ball at the belt, 7 on the pitch clock. He deals, fouled away, and it's a full count. 94 on the heater from Jaden Astonista. And a much-needed strike there on that pitch. See how far off the plate he is willing to go. With the bases loaded here. Trying to get that strikeout as Astonista now deals the payoff. Called strike 3. Colmenares challenges it, and it's 4. And Jose Colmenares throws his bat in celebration towards the dugout after he overturns the strike 3 call, resulting in a bases-loaded walk and a run scored. Aguilar scores to make it 4-2, an RBI for Colmenares, and all other runners advance. Ascanio to third, Brewer to second. And going to first is Colmenares. Matt Hockenberry comes out of the dugout to chat with Jaden Astonista and Ryan Leach. So Colmenares has a batting average well south of 200. As Colmenares drove in his 4th run of the season, 1st run not on a homer with a bases loaded walk. Colmenares now on first, Brewer on second, Ascanio on third. 4 batters of the Tarpons have reached here in the 6th inning. 4-2 is the score. And now Kiko Romero will come up to the plate with a long home run in his last at-bat. Here in the 6th. Brewer and Arnie home. The Threshers may be looking to trade a run for a hit. 5 walks in the game from Threshers pitching. And now Astonista deals to Romero. Fastball on the outside corner, but it's a balk. So each runner advances a base. The base is no longer loaded, but it's a 5-2 ball game in favor of Tampa. A walk and a balk. Put runs across as Ascanio scores to make it 5-2. Brewer to third, Colmenares to second. 3-run lead now for Tampa, largest margin of the game. Cutter getting away from Leach and thought about it, but staying on third base is Bo Brewer as that ball bounced right back into the catcher's mitt behind home plate. 1-0 count to Kiko Romero with first base reopening after the balk. 20 pitches and 10 for strikes for Estanista so far. Still only one out recorded. And some action getting started again in the Threshers' bullpen. 1-0 the count to Romero. 2 on and nobody out. The pitch. Fastball outside and it's 2-0. Romero, the lefty, 2 ground outs and a solo home run. The first of his career came back in the 5th inning. 3 RBIs with, of course, the 1 coming on the solo shot. 2-0 now to Romero, Estanista deals. Fastball outside again, 3-0. Romero picks his bat back up as he has a 3-0 count. First base open, corners pinched, but the middle infield pushed back. 3-0 count now to the lefty Romero. Estanista deals, popped up, high and foul, well over the Threshers' dugout and into the seats, 3-1. Bunch of kids going after that foul ball. 3-1 count to Romero. 2 on, still nobody out. First 4 have reached. Estanista. 5 on the pitch clock, 3-1. Wave and a miss. Now the count runs full. First base is empty. Second base is occupied by Jose Colmenares. Bo Brewer is on third. 3-2 the count to Romero. Estanista looking for his first out of the 6th. 5-2 the lead now for the Tarpons. Jaden deals. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Fastball on the outside corner and a much-needed punch-out from Jaden Estanista for the first out of the 6th inning. Kiko Romero goes down swinging. And that will bring Kobe Morales to the plate. Still 2-1 and now 1-out. Brewer on third, Ascanio in the dugout, Colmenares on second. Kobe Morales now up at the plate with a double and a run already today. Fastball missing upstairs, 1-0 the count. Grounded out to Reyes at first in his last at-bat, struck out in the first, and then doubled and scored in the third inning. 1-0 now to Morales, 2 on, 1 out, first base empty with runners on second and third. 2 runs across already for Tampa. This pitch is lifted high and deep out to left field. Rosario drifting towards the corner at the track, and that ball bounces foul, 1-1. And that looks like a smart decision from Rosario. So he realized that ball went foul. He could have made it there, but he let the ball go foul, did not record an out so as to not let what would have been an easy run score. Bo Brewer likely would have tagged up and scored had Rosario made that catch. 1-1, breaking ball upstairs, 2-1. So heads-up defensive play from Ricardo Rosario, but 2-1 and 1-out and 2 runs across already. 5-2 the lead for the Tarpons with 1-out in the 6th inning. Estanista is set. Ball at the belt, he deals. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. Leach leaping up to make that grab. Each runner was at the ready. One out, a 3-1 count. 6 hits apiece, 2 errors for the Tarpons. Threshers trail by 3. 3-1 pitch, up and in, ball 4. The bases are loaded again. Third walk of the inning from Jaden Estanista. And once again, the bases are loaded. Omar Martinez coming up to the plate. Flat out to center his last time up. Walk, a run, and a single for Omar, and that's going to be enough for Jaden Estanista.
Went two-thirds of an inning, got one strikeout, walked three, and allowed a hit. Would be responsible for all three of the runners that are currently on base. Coming in from the Threshers bullpen is Josh Bortka to replace Astonista. Tarpons lead 5-2, bases loaded, one out, and Omar Martinez coming to the plate. Bases loaded, 5-2 the score. Tarpons in the lead, third Threshers pitcher on the mound today. Josh Bortka replacing Jaden Astonista. Bases loaded and one out as the fastball misses upstairs to Omar Martinez. He's 1-for-2 on the day, walked and scored in the third, flied out in his last at-bat, single, back in the first inning. Bortka, a guy who came in and out of the Complex League earlier this season. Now the 1-0. High fly ball, well foul, 1-1. Fastball, slider, and a curve for Bortka. 24 years old, 16th rounder out of the University of Central Missouri in last year's draft by way of the State College Spike. 16 walks, 4 strikeouts in 6 relief appearances for State College. Breaking ball on the outside corner. 1-2. And Martinez will call timeout. Five to the score. Loaded set of bags for the Tarpons. A double play would end the inning. That's what Bortka's looking for. 1-2 pitch. Fouled away. We'll do it again. Morales on first. Brewer on third. Colmenares on second. All three runners would be charged Astonista if they score. Bortka trying to keep them on. 2.79 ERA on the season with a 1-0 record in this, his 15th relief appearance. 1-2, outside 2-2, breaking ball, missing to Martinez. Reshuffle of the top prospects list came just a couple days ago. Of Threshers moving up and former Threshers moving up in the Philly system as Martinez taps a ball foul. Biggest jump for the guy who has made the biggest jump in the minor leagues, Orion Kerkeren. Initially the 24th prospect of the Phillies, now up to number 8, their highest ranked reliever and their highest ranked pitcher outside of Painter, Abel, and McGarry. Aiden Miller, first rounder of the Phillies, up to the 4 spot. Martinez fouls away another fastball, and the count will stay at 2-2. 3 pitches fouled away with 2 strikes. Justin Crawford, who on the updated list, 83rd ranked prospect in all of baseball, highest of the current Florida State leaguers.
The only one who is above him, Termar Johnson, who's in the top 30. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Massive strikeout for Josh Bortka, powering the heater by the power hitter in Omar Martinez. Two strikeouts in the inning, one from Estanista and now one from Bortka. And that is the 26th day of the season for Josh Bortka. Two gone and Josh Moylan coming up to the plate. Two hits and two RBIs in a 2-for-3 day. He singled in his last at-bat and now has the bases loaded with two outs. Both of his hits came with two outs. Bortka trying to break the trend. Bases loaded, two gone, 5-2 lead for Tampa. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 0-1. So Moylan, two-strike hits that came with two outs. A 2-2 count on his two RBI single in the third, an 0-2 count in the fifth when he got his second hit of the day. Bortka, the 0-1. Fastball missing up and away, 1-1. Morales on first. Colmenares on second, Brewer on third, with two runs already across for the Tarpons this inning. 1-1 now to Moylan, and Bortka sets at the belt. He deals. Swing and a miss. Now the count's 1-2. So other current and former Threshers on the top 30 list as Bortka gets some rosin. Johan Rojas in the big league with the Phillies had his first career home run in the majors last night up in the 5 spot as Griff McGarry dropped to 6. Gabriel Rincones Jr., who hit his 8th homer with Jersey Shore today, at the 10 spot down from 7. Fouled away by Moylan. Count is going to stay 1-2. William Bergoya is the highest-ranking infielder in all of the Phillies system, aside from Aiden Miller. He is the 11th-rated prospect in the Threshers system, right in front of Alex McFarland at 12 and Amarion Boyd at 13. Christian McGowan just got sent back up to Jersey Shore, ending his rehab assignment. He is 15th. Caleb Ricketts jumped 10 spots to 16. High fly ball to left field. Rosario sprinting towards the corner. He makes the catch, and a massive play to end the 6th inning. Ricardo Rosario, a running catch as Josh Bortka steps in and leaves the bases loaded. So the final line for Jaden Estanista, two-thirds of an inning, a hit, three runs, three walks, and a strikeout. Josh Bortka gets two clutch outs and leaves the bases loaded for the Tarpons, who get two runs on one hit with no errors and the bases left loaded. End of the 6th inning is upon us. 5-2 lead for the Tarpons as we head into the 7th. So the Tarpons have their biggest lead since Wednesday when the Threshers bridged a 5-run deficit and came back to win 10-8. Now it's a 3-run deficit for the Threshers. 5-2 is the score with Chad Castillo up leading off the 7th inning. Castillo, Rosario, and Crawford for the Threshers as Castillo pulls back the bunt. Fastball misses outside from OCL Rodriguez to make the count 1-0. Tarpons have scored runs in back-to-back innings, 5-2 the score, 6 hits apiece, 2 errors for Tampa, none for the Threshers. One out to Castillo, who pushes a bunt foul down the left field line, and it's 1-1. He's trying to beat the shift, as there is a heavy left-handed shift on Chad Castillo. Bo Brewer was playing closer to shortstop than third base, which even after two bunt attempts from Castillo, the shift will remain on. As close to up the middle as you can get is Escanio, with Colmenares, his heels on the outfield grass.
Castillo holds the swing, and the count's 2-1. Leaves the bat on the shoulder as the slider missed inside. First baseman Romero is shaded slightly towards second base, playing back on the first base side for the lefty Castillo. 2-1. He goes for the swing and fouls it off the roof of Steinbrenner Field. 2-2 is the count. RBI knocking Castillo's last at-bat. He's 1-for-2 on the day with his now 27th ribby of the season. 2 balls and 2 strikes as some new baseballs coming to Connor Crowell, and Castillo will take some time out. California native, 9th-round pick in the 2022 draft, almost said 2023, was Castillo. A couple of injuries this season, but he's been a solid performer when he's been healthy. High fly ball into shallow left field. Escanio chasing, but it ends up in the glove of Brewer, staying in the infield dirt. There's the first out of the inning on the pop-up to third. One gone in the 7th, 5-2 the score. Now Ricardo Rosario coming up to bat for the Threshers. He went for 3 on the day with a single back in the 3rd inning. So Rosario and Crawford the next two. With Crawford currently not in the on-deck circle. As first pitch to Rosario misses well outside to make it a 1-0 count. Rosario, 2-for-17 last series, 1-for-3 in his only game this series, 1-for-3 again today. 2 on the count as the fastball misses low and away. So 2-for-6 in 2 games, does have an RBI. Two up. Breaking ball settles over the outside corner. 2-1 the count to Ricardo Rosario. And it is not Justin Crawford who goes into the on-deck circle. Troy Schreffler looking to pinch hit for Crawford. Rosario hits this one high in the air out to left field, but it's shy of the warning track. Morales camps underneath it. 2 gone in the 7th inning. So Justin Crawford will be replaced with a pinch hitter. Troy Schreffler coming on with 2 outs. And nobody on in the 7th inning. Threshers trail by 3 runs. Arnie Malloy really getting his entire bench into the game here. Zach Arnold and Bryson Ware have already replaced Cole Moore and William Bergoglio from the starting lineup. And Schreffler replacing Justin Crawford. Could be a straight swap, but I would bet that Rosario is going to move into center and Schreffler is going to move into left. It's a 1-0 count to Schreff, 15th rounder out of Maryland in last year's draft. As he takes a breaking ball outside again, 2-0. 4 homers, 12 RBIs on the season for Troy. And 3 of those 4 home runs have either produced the tying or go-ahead run, including his go-ahead 2-run shot on Wednesday's game. This one is lifted high and deep out to right field. Drifting back towards the track is Aguilar. Jumping up, and the pinch hit pays off. Troy Schreffler, the solo shot, going the opposite way for his 5th homer of the season. 5-3 the score. And Schreffler goes deep to put the Threshers within 2. A pinch hit home run for Troy Schreffler, who has now gone deep twice this series and 5 times this season. Felix Reyes up to the plate as he fouls one high and foul. Not too far from where I'm sitting in the press box. So Schreffler, who did not play in the first series against Tampa, first two series for that matter, has now two homers against the Tarpons. Breaking ball, missing low and away to Reyes. 1-1 is the count. Brian Rincon in the on-deck circle. He's unlikely to be swapped out. 1-1. Breaking ball missing outside. 2-1. Two outs. One run across already. Threshers trail by two. 5-3. They still lead in hits here in the top of the seventh inning. The pitch from Rodriguez. Slider missing well outside. 3-1. Reyes, 0-3, struck out twice today, but 8 homers, 57 RBIs on the season makes him a very dangerous man at the plate. Rodriguez is set. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs in the 7th. The pitch. Hard ground ball into left field, past the diving glove of Escanio. Felix Reyes sprinting it out, and it's in at first base with a 2-out single. Back-to-back two-out hits for the Threshers, a solo home run from Schreffler, and now a single from Reyes. That brings the tying run to the plate. Brian Rincon, who has hit a couple of homers against Tampa already this season, is coming up to the plate representing the tying run. Tonight, Rincon is 0-2 with a walk. And on the series against Tampa this year, with Rincon playing in all four series against Tampa. He takes a breaking ball low for a called strike one. He is 11-for-51, 13 runs scored. 2 of his 8 homers and 10 of his 45 RBIs have come against the Tarpons. 0-1, fastball up and away. Now it's 1-1. His walk in the 5th extended his on-base streak, which is now the longest active streak, to 14 games, as Moore's on-base streak ended at 18. Fastball upstairs, called a strike, and it's challenged by Rincon. Doesn't seem like anyone did anything with it, and the count's 1-2. 1-2, tying run at the plate, 5-3 the score. Reyes, a short lead off of first base. Rodriguez deals. Rincon swings and misses and is down on strikes for the third time today. But the Threshers chip away at the deficit. They get one run back on a solo shot from Troy Schreffler. 2 hits in the inning and 1 man left stranded. 5-3 the score as we stretch it out here at Steinbrenner Field.
Cold.
Cole Gabrielson leading off the bottom of the seventh. Josh Bortko remains on the mound for the Threshers as we have some defensive substitutions. So Troy Schreffler is going to make it a straight swap with Justin Crawford. He'll be in center field. We have Cole Gabrielson leading off a 5-3 lead in this bottom of the seventh inning for the Tarpons. Bortka gets a ground ball, highly chopped over to third base. Picked up by Arnold. He'll send it to first. Reyes makes the squeeze for the first out in the seventh inning. One pitch, one gone for Bortka, who did not allow a single run to score after coming over the bases loaded in two outs in the inning. Jaden Estanista, no decision for him. Two-thirds of an inning, a hit, three runs, three walks, and a strikeout. Esteban Jimenez currently in line for the loss with three runs allowed in four and two-thirds. Now, Taylor Aguilar up at the plate. First pitch, breaking ball, settles over the zone for a called strike. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the sixth. And overall, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Bortka taking a bit to get back on the mound. Three on the pitch clock. And now he deals. Fastball missing upstairs. 1-1 the count. Escanio to follow up Aguilar. The Tarpons keeping their lineup in as they're fighting for a playoff spot. Threshers just getting some guys oriented. And Zach Arnold, Bryson Ware haven't played yet with some of, I guess, the old guard as the breaking ball misses away. Whenever Arnold and Ware have started together, it has been them two at second and short. Now it's Arnold at third, Ware at second. It's Marty Malloy playing around with some different combinations with the new draft class. Aguilar swings and misses, and the breaking ball makes it 2-2 from Josh Bortka, who has been nothing short of spectacular since coming back from the Florida Complex League back in July. Two balls, two strikes to Aguilar. Fastball gets him and knocks him down on the dirt. Second time in a row, Aguilar was hit by a pitch, and it looks like the heater just slipped out of Bortka's hand. That one got Aguilar on the thigh, and he will head to first base as the first base runner of the seventh. The trainer will remain in the dugout for the Tarpons. As there is still one out, with now a man on first for Brenny Escani. First pitch, missing inside to Escanio. Another slipped fastball from Bortka makes it 1-0. Escanio singled and scored in the sixth. Also walked, so he's 1-for-2. And Bortka has been solid since coming back from the complex. As a new ball will come to Josh Bortka. In the nine games he has pitched since July the 5th, which was his, I guess, second debut for the Threshers, started the team on the opening day roster, and was sent to the complex after the month of April. Swing and a miss by Escanio. 2-1 is the count going after the Bortka breaker. Nine games he has played for the Threshers, allowed four runs in 12 and two-thirds innings, four hits, eight walks, 18 strikeouts, a 2.84 ERA, and a 1-0 record. On the season, his ERA is 2.66, with a little over double those eight games played. 3-1 the count now to Escanio as the breaking ball misses. 15th relief appearance on the year for Bortka in the Florida State League. Had eight appearances all out of the pen in the complex. 3-1, high fly ball out to left field. Will go foul and bounce off the seats and off the netting. Full count now to Escanio. I'd expect Aguilar to try and earn his second stolen base and head for second. Of course, It only counts as a steal.
If Borka throws a strike to Ascanio here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Aguilar lengthening his lead off of first with Reyes loosely holding him on. Borka deals, payoff pitch outside, and that is ball 4. Aguilar did not go, but he led to second now. A walk and a hit by a pitch after a ground out. So 2 straight base runners for the Tarpons, and Bo Brewer will come up to the plate against the righty Borka. Ryan Leaf gets the attention of his infield to call out some signs. 5-3 the lead for Tampa. With 1 out here in the bottom of the 7th. Two on, 1 out. A double play would end the inning. Borka deals. Slider missing upstairs, 1-0 the count. Brewer walked in his last at-bat. Is 0-for-2 otherwise. Only other time he reached base was on an inning-ending fielder's choice, so he didn't really reach the base. 1-0 to Brewer, 1 out. Ascanio on first, Aguilar on second. Borka, the 1-0. Fastball up and in, 2-0. Fastball can get up to 94. For Josh Borka, this is his primary pitch. 2-0 now to Brewer. Borka, 5 on the pitch clock, deals. Slider on the inside corner, called strike 1 as Brewer takes it. And I think that was an appeal, but either way, it's unsuccessful in a 2-1 count. Borka, long look over at second. 10 seconds on the pitch clock, which continues to tick. 2-1, slider again, just missing on the inside part of the plate. It's 3-1 to Brewer. Borka came in on a bases-loaded jam in the last frame, not looking for history to repeat itself here in the bottom of the 7th. 5-3 the lead, 1 out in the 7th inning, 2 on for the Tarpons. Borka deals. Slider again inside, and that is ball 4 to load the bases. A hit-by-pitch and back-to-back walks for Borka. Load him up with 1 out. Aguilar to 3rd, Ascanio to 2nd, and Bo Brewer over on 1st base with Jose Colmenares coming up. RBI walk already for Jose. Loaded set of bags, 1 out, 2-run lead for Tampa, and they're threatening to add to it here. Scored runs in each of the last 2 frames. A solo homer by Kiko Romero, who was on deck. That gave them the lead in the 5th, and then 2 runs in the 6th inning added the advantage for the Tarpons. So Ryan Leaf slowly walked back to the backstop with Colmenares kissing his bat as he is ready to go. 1 out, and the base is loaded. Aguilar on 3rd, Ascanio on 2nd, Brewer on 1st. 5-3 the lead for Tampa. 1 out in the bottom of the 7th inning with a loaded set of bags. Borka is now set. Ball at the belt, he deals. Slider on the outside corner. Good start with a called strike 1 to Colmenares. Bases loaded walk in the 6th. The only time Colmenares has reached base in this series. He was 0-for-2 last night. He's 0-for-2 tonight. But that may change in his 4th plate appearance. This one hammered down the left field line. Is it fair? It is gone. Jose Colmenares hugs the foul pole with a grand slam, and the Tarpons take their biggest lead of the series, 6-run lead on the homer by Colmenares. First grand slam surrendered by the Threshers this season. They have hit 6 themselves. And Jose Colmenares stretches the lead to 9-3 in the bottom of the 7th. So 2 homers on the day for Tampa. The other home run hitter, Kiko Romero, currently at the plate. He had a solo shot in the 5th to give Tampa the lead, which they have yet to surrender. First pitch, fastball missing up and in, and the count is 0-1. Or 1-0. 9-3 the lead, 1-0-2 Romero, one out in the bottom seven. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, 1-1. So Romero had his first career home run in the fifth, struck out in the sixth, though, and now faces a 1-1 from Bortka. He deals. Fastball inside, 2-1. Bortka deals. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack at the breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Romero nowhere close to that splitter from Bortka. Two balls and two strikes. Bortka looking for a much-needed out after the bases clearing grand slam. 2-2 the pitch. Fouled away. That one's going to bounce off the netting. The railing of the Threshers dugout. Still a 2-2 count to Kiko. A strikeout, two grounders, and a homer, and there's one for 4 dead. Two-two again. Fouled away. Romero just got a piece of the rawhide, and the count will stay 2-2. Six-run deficit for the Threshers. It would match their longest comeback if they can get 6-plus in the next 2 innings. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bortka deals. Breaking ball on the outside corner, and Romero knew it. Called strike 3 on the curveball from Bortka. His second punch-out of the day, and there are 2 outs here in the 7th. 9-3 the score, though. Tarpons have the big lead on the grand slam. But the Threshers have used the 8th inning as a big comeback inning before. Kobe Morales coming up to the plate with 2 outs in the 7th inning. I'll explain more about the Threshers' 8th in the top of the 8th inning after this next out. 0-1 to Morales is the breaking ball. Gets on the inside part of the plate. He walked his last time up, doubled in, scored in the third, is 1-for-3 on the deck. 0-1. Curveball on the outside corner, called strike 2. 9-3 the lead. Tampa's out in front. And it's an 0-2 count to Morales. Bortka is set. The 0-2. He deals. Curveball again, misses upstairs, 1-2. Morales, a homer, 6 RBIs, average up to 200 after the hit today. Bortka trying to sink that back down to get the last out of the 7th. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the pitch. High chopper, foul down the first baseline. That one ricochets off the netting and towards the coach's box at first base. Still a 1-2 count to Kobe Morales, the left fielder today. One, two, waving a whiff, strike 3. Curveball going well below the zone, and Josh Bortka fans back-to-back batters after the granny to end the 7th inning. But the grand slam for Tampa opens up a big lead. Not the first time the Threshers have been down by a lot in the 8th inning, but they trail by 6 here. The only hit was the grand slam in the 7th inning. 4 runs, no errors, and no one left. And the Tarpons lead the Threshers 9-3 as we head to the 8th inning.
Now, what's the results? The official
Houston Morrill back on the mound after he replaces Oziel Rodriguez. A comfortable six-run lead for the Tarpons. They're up 9-3 here in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch to Zach Arnold. Misses low and away, and it's a 1-0 count on the fastball from Morrill. Morrill, the pitcher of record in the comeback loss for the Tarpons on Thursday, allowing the Schreffler home run in the eighth inning, plus a little bit extra. In that game, as Arnold pops one foul to make the count 2-1 here in the eighth inning. Morrill, an inning and a third, four hits, three runs, a walk, and a strikeout. 2-1, high pop-up behind home plate. Chasing is the catcher. Mask still on for Martinez because he realized that ball was going to reach the seats. Still a 2-2 count to Zach Arnold. But the eighth inning has been a comeback inning for the Threshers before. Two balls, two strikes. Bring it back to July 2nd of this season. The Threshers were also a road team, but this time visiting the Bradenton Marauders, who also at that point were one of the top teams in the second half of the Florida State League, as the fastball misses outside to fill up the count 3-2 to Zach Arnold. At that point, it was Bradenton and Clearwater who had the top two spots. Now it's Clearwater and Lakeland. Full count to Arnold. The pitch from Morrill fouled away, and we'll keep it at 3-2. The Threshers came into that eighth inning with just two hits, trailing 4-0. Cade Fergus had a go-ahead grand slam. The Threshers had eight runs on seven hits in that eighth inning and ended up winning that game 8-6. Not the best start to this eighth inning, though, as Arnold swings and misses to strike out for the first out. He'll have Bryson Ware and Ryan Leach to follow him up there, as Ware now up at the plate. With one out. First pitch to Ware is in there for a called strike, count on one. He flied out in the sixth, replacing Bergoglio, who was 1-2. Breaks his bat as he lines one over the pitcher's head. Fielded by the second baseman, Colmenares flips to first, two away. So this eighth inning going a bit quicker, but in the wrong direction for the Threshers. They are now down to their final out of the inning. Two away for Ryan Leach, who was 2-3 on the day. First pitch bounced foul down the third base side. Count is 0-1. Leach, an RBI single, scored on a single in the fourth as well, so he is responsible for two of the Threshers' three runs in today's contest. Now we'll walk back with an 0-1 count. 9-3 the lead, two out in the eighth inning for the Tarpons. Threshers have won four straight, so they've already taken the series. And are looking to keep pace at the top of the division. But if the score holds, Lakeland will overtake the Threshers in first place in the second half. 0-2 as Leach swings and misses at a breaking ball. Lakeland 2-1 the victor over Dunedin in Lakeland. Up to 28-13 in the second half of the season. Bradenton trailing to Fort Myers 3-1. After it was announced that Paul Skeens was promoted to the Marauders. First overall pick in this past draft. 0-2 to Leach. Calls strike three. Houston Morrill throws a fastball on the outside corner. Second K of the inning. 1-2-3 eighth. And that'll do it. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Threshers, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. 9-3 the score. Tampa in the lead, heading into the bottom of the eighth. Nate Carafa pitching in the bottom of the eighth inning as Omar Martinez breaks his bat on the first pitch. Chopper to short, fielded by Rincon. He gets Martinez by a step. One pitch, one out to start off Nathan Carafa's night. Carafa pitching for the second time this series. Got a quick 1-2-3 inning after Jonathan Petit allowed three runs for the Tarpons in the seventh of the doubleheader back on Thursday. So Carafa in for a second time in 3 days, gets Martinez to bounce out to short. First pitch to Moylan, again swung on and fouled down the left field line, 0-1. 9-3 the lead for Tampa, big part thanks to the grand slam from Jose Colmenara. Now an 0-1 count to Moylan, who is 2-for-4 on the day. Carafa deals. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball, 0-2. That scoreless outing was his first scoreless outing as a Thresher, but in a very small sample size. For Carafa, this is just the sixth time that he has pitched back-to-back shutout innings in his last two appearances. 1-2 now as the breaking ball bounces in front of home plate. 7 innings pitched in total, 5 runs, 5.68 ERA, 8 walks, 4 strikeouts out of the bullpen. No walks, strikeouts allowed, or runs in each of his last two starts. Or two relief appearances, excuse me. Now it's a 1-2. Carafa deals. Fastball called strike 3 upstairs. Right at the letters of Josh Moylan, and Carafa gets the strikeout looking for the second out in the 8th. Still 9-3. Threshers, though, leading in terms of hits, 8-7. Two gone. Cole Gabrielson up at the plate. 2 outs here in the 8th. As Carafa is set. First pitch now to Gabrielson. Breaking ball bouncing into the glove of Leach. Counts 1-0. Threshers have already substituted a third of their starting lineup with Ware, Schreffler, and Arnold coming in for Bergoya, Crawford, and Moore. 1-0, bounced up the middle, just past the glove of Brian Rincon, where there is well, but that ball literally as up the middle as you're going to get. First hit of the day for Cole Gabrielson. Two-out single here in the eighth, and that is where the Tarpons have done much of their damage. Two away, one on, and Taylor Aguilar at the plate. He's been hit by a pitch and scored in each of his last two at-bats. 0-for-1 on the day, struck out in the fourth. Lefty-on-righty matchup, Carafa deals, fastball missing low, and it's 1-0. Short lead off first base by Gabrielson. Small sample size as he was undrafted in 2023 by the Yankees, but he has yet to attempt a steal as Aguilar swings and misses the fastball, count 1-1. Eighth game for Gabrielson in his career. Third for the Tarpons. 1-1 count now to Aguilar. Short lead off first by Gabrielson. He shuffles towards second. Breaking ball settles over the plate for a called strike two to Taylor Aguilar. Two away here in the eighth. The Tarpons looking for insurance. The Threshers looking for a six-run ninth. It's happened before. Not in the ninth, but in the game. One ball, two strikes to Aguilar. Carafa sends the fastball low and in, 2-2. Slowly lengthening the lead off of first is Gabrielson. Certainly has the speed to steal bases, but has yet to attempt one. Two outs and a 6-1 lead. This won't be the time, and it won't matter. Rolled over to second. Ware picks it up. High throw to first. Pulls Reyes off the bag. He meets Aguilar in front of the first base bag to make the tag for the final out in the eighth inning. So one hit with two outs for Tampa, but that's all they get. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left. It's still 9-3. Last chance for the Threshers. They need a 6-run ninth to keep this game going. First pitch misses to Jordan Vyers. Houston Morrill still on the mound for the Tarpons. They lead 9-3. Not a save situation for Houston. And Vyers takes a look at another inside fastball, 2-0. Three strikeouts on the game for Vyers. 9-3 the lead for the Tarpons, and the Threshers have their last shot here in the top of the ninth inning. Now the 2-0. Vyers pops this one up in the left field. Chasing is Brewer at third. He's called off by the left fielder Morales, who comes in for the running catch in the first down of the ninth inning. Castillo and Rosario to follow, as the Threshers need a massive inning to keep this game going. And we're trailing 5-3 when the Colmenares grand slam happened.
And now they trail by six. First pitch to Castillo. Hit the other way, but foul down the left field side, 0-1. He singled in a run in the fourth inning. And he's 1-for-3 on the day. Castillo, now 27 RBIs with one in each of his last two games here in Tampa. 0-1. Fastball missing outside, 1-1. Houston Morrill, three runs on four hits in an inning and a third. Not the case here tonight. He's got two strikeouts in an inning and a third. And Castillo lines this one into left field, to right field, excuse me, chasing his Aguilar. He makes the catch on the run, bringing up the potential final out for the Threshers. Two away here in the ninth. They trail 9-3, and they'll need six runs with two outs. Crazier things have happened, but Ricardo Rosario is now up at the plate for the Threshers, representing their last chance. He's 1-for-4 on the day, singled in the third, taking the first pitch outside for ball number one. Fastball at 95 from Houston Morrill. So it'll be Herman, it'll be the starters with the decisions if the score holds as the slider misses outside, count two. Now, first time the Threshers will have lost since the Sunday of the Lakeland series. They trail by six in the top of the ninth, 2-0 the pitch, breaking ball, bouncing low, 3-0. And you can tell Rosario just itching to get on base here. Rodriguez, though, a solid game. Only thing he allowed was the home run by Shroy Schreffler before he was replaced by Houston Morrill. 3-0, fastball right down Main Street, 3-1. One run on two hits, two innings pitched, no walks and three strikeouts for OCL as Morrill deals. 3-1, this should do it. Slowly rolled to short, fielded by Escanio, shuffles and throws to first. A 1-2-3 ninth ends the ball game as the Tarpons get their first victory over the Threshers here in the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. 9-3 is the final score for the Threshers and the Tarpons. Clearwater drops their first game in the series and moves into second place in the second half of the Florida State League. 9-3 the final, with the Tarpons getting their first win at Steinbrenner Field against the Threshers since May. Overall, Clearwater 14-9 against Tampa this season. The final time these two teams will play is tomorrow at noon. Home Moore was the Threshers' first base runner in the second inning. He reached on an error by Tampa's second baseman, Jose Colmenares. Bergoya immediately moved Moore to second on a single off of Tarpon starter Sean Herman, and he scored on an RBI single by Ryan Leach. That gave the Threshers an early 1-0 lead. Josh Moylan drove in two runs in the third for Tampa to give the Tarpons a 2-1 lead that they would not surrender. The Threshers responded in the fourth, beginning with a one-out single by Ryan Leach. He moved to second on a wild pitch by Herman and scored on a two-out knock by Chad Castillo to tie the game up at two. The Tarpons retook the lead on a solo home run in the fifth and made it 3-2. They added two more runs in the sixth on a walk and a balk with the bases loaded. Troy Schreffler came on as a pinch hitter in the seventh and smacked a 2-0 pitch off of Tarpons reliever OCL Rodriguez for a solo homer that cut the deficit to 5-3. But a grand slam in the seventh by Tarpons second baseman Jose Colmenares extended their lead to 9-3. Only one hit came after that, and the Threshers fell 9-3 for their first loss of the week. Esteban Jimenez allowed three runs on five hits in 4 2/3 innings, walking three and striking out three in the loss. Jaden Estanista allowed three runs on one hit in 2/3 of an inning with three walks and one strikeout. Josh Bortka allowed four runs in an inning and 2/3 with one hit, two walks, and three strikeouts. Nathan Carafa pitched a scoreless ninth with a strikeout and a hit allowed. And that is the stats for the pitchers. For the rest of the game, though, 9-3. Both teams had eight hits. as the Threshers got their first pinch hit home run from Troy Schreffler. 9-3 the final score. In the standings in the second half, the Threshers now fall in a game behind of the Flying Tigers in second place as Lakeland got the victory over Dunedin 2-1 in Lakeland. Bradenton and Fort Myers still going on, but as of now, that placing won't change in the West Division. Bradenton will remain a game behind the Threshers and two games out of first place if the score holds. They're currently trailing the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 3-1 with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Palm Beach just finished off the win against St. Lucie, 10-7 the final score there. And Jupiter beat Daytona 10-5 as the Hammerheads are trying to make it an all Palm Beach playoffs. Daytona moves out of a tie for first place, and as of right now, Jupiter would be the playoff team. Daytona 18-21, Hammerheads up to 19-22 when it comes to second half records. Palm Beach, though, 19-20, best overall record in the East in the second half. So a lot more division standings math to come, and that will be tomorrow. Pre-game show at 11:45 as the Threshers get the series and season finale against the Tarpons tomorrow at noon. Starters to be determined. First pitch at noon. Pre-game show right here on the Threshers Broadcast Network at 11:45. But that will do it for tonight's broadcast. The Threshers fall 9-3, dropping their first game of the series against the Tampa Tarpons. For all of us here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, my name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and supporting the Threshers on this broadcast. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow. But until then, enjoy your Saturday night.